Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an extremely important radio broadcast lined up for you today here. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2009. Very important radio transmission lined up today. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, I am going to reveal to the nation what really happened at the Randall's grocery store in South Austin over the weekend. I am going to reveal what happened Saturday because I happen to have a neighbor that was there. And I've also talked to other people that were there. And I even heard a local radio report on local news radio 590 that confirmed what I already knew. But this is very important. This isn't just a case of Congressman Lloyd Doggett, the anti-Second Amendment, anti-national sovereignty, pro-New World Order, pro-socialized health care, one of the worst congressmen we have. It's not just an issue of him being shouted down and chanted down and basically chased from the building by a crowd of several hundred people. The issue is the media is spinning this and saying it was all manufactured. And I happen to know, because I have talked to the individual that shot the video of Congressman Castle when he got chanted down over the birther issue, I happen to know that was purely spontaneous. And I also happen to have confirmed from someone at the event of what really happened as the crowd exploded when Arlen Specter urges them to accept socialized government takeover of health care fast. And a crowd of his constituents exploded on him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reveal to you in 30 minutes whether this is spontaneous or not. Because I happen to have sources in all three cases. That is how big this radio show is. In fact, I should have thought as far as I went live. I gave you the number for William, who videotaped the Congressman Castle info. I gave that number to Aaron, who was up here to 2 in the morning. He's not in yet. Call him, ask where that number to William is. He probably put it in the computer. Because maybe we can line William up to be on the show as an eyewitness. He shot the video of Castle being shouted down. I know people personally, and I'm trying to twist their arm to come on. Most people don't want to be on the radio, who were at the Doggett event. I know two separate people. Talked to him this morning. And I also have a contact at the other event. And I can tell you exactly what happened. Of course, watching the video, you can tell what really happened. But I'm going to break down, and I want Paul Joseph Watson to just do a blurb on what I'm going to cover in 30 minutes. But it's important because this has become a national issue on whether these are spontaneous or not. Here's Politico's headline today. Dems break looking like a bad trip. Angry protesters shouted down Democrats at public events from Texas to Pennsylvania over the weekend, leaving the party only one real hope for getting its message out over recess. A backlash. In Austin, Representative Lloyd Doggett was drowned out by a group of noisy, sign-waving demonstrators who shouted, "Just say no," as he tried to talk about health care reform. And then it goes on from there. Now, then they go on to say, is it real? Is it staged? Well, we have the answer. We know. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv so I can show these video clips, break it down in T-minus 25 minutes and counting down right now when we go to break. And then when we get back, all the other insane news. Are you ready for cameras in your home watched by the CPS? It's being proposed along with your implantable microchips. Stay with us. The Illusion. created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have incredibly important news and big developments on the forced vaccine quarantine. NORTHCOM, U.S. Army, Marine Corps, enforced lockdown of the United States. They're publicly announcing they're going to launch in the fall. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. They always act like we will be assimilated by the Borg, we will give up all of our liberties and freedoms, and that it's a foregone conclusion, hoping that many people just don't even show up for a fight, that many people don't even speak out politically and say no. But we have huge developments on that front, giant developments, reportedly with Geithner cussing out Bernanke and others over the fact that the public's turning against them. They're beginning to panic. I believe this is nothing more than a ruse. We're going to get into a bunch of other economic news and incredible 9/11 inside job information, government-sponsored terrorism, false flag news. It is all coming up today. And we have Mike Rivero of What Really Happened for his once-a-month visit popping in next hour. We'll get his take on the whole birther issue, blowing up bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Always respect his opinion on that. He thinks it's much ado about nothing and a distraction from all the real dirt on Barack Obama. So I want to be clear. I am not a birther. I am looking at this story because governments normally lie. In fact, lying is what they're normally doing. I mean, Obama will tell the truth. George W. Bush will tell the truth about the color of their tie or where they went on vacation or what type of breed of dog the family likes to have. George W. Bush will tell the truth about the size of a fish he caught. He's constantly babbling about that, or what his golf score is, how many under par he is, or what his favorite football team is to watch on SportsCenter. But they lie about real issues. And so, yes, we're looking at this. We're investigating this because we don't just take government's word for something. We don't take media's word for something. We don't take our own word on things, you know? We make mistakes sometimes. We investigate. We try to tell the truth. We have a very good track record of about 95% accuracy. But nobody's perfect. And with his shady past and using the fake name Barry Sotero, and false names on college entrance exams and all sorts of shady behavior, it needs to be looked at. But that does not mean I'm saying that he was born in Kenya. I think the evidence is starting to lean that way. When I come out and say 9/11 is an inside job, that's because the evidence 100% proves that. Just like 10 years ago, I'd get on air and say the Gulf of Tonkin was staged and get attacked by newspapers. I've been attacked by newspapers several times for saying the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam was staged. Then 3 years ago, it was declassified by the CIA and NSA that it was completely, totally staged to get us into Vietnam. And the LBJ tapes with him and McNamara on the phone, LBJ at his ranch in Johnsonville, before it was called Johnsonville, Johnson City, and McNamara at the Pentagon. At 3 a.m., by the way, these guys work around the clock doing their evil. So if I come out and say something's documented, it's documented. So we're going to be covering that. But why is this so important, this issue of the mainstream media, the last 3 days? On local radio, I heard it. On the Sunday news shows, I heard it. And yesterday on CNN, while on the treadmill, I saw it yesterday morning. This morning, I heard it again on local radio, saying that it was staged, saying that Doggett being shouted down and now Specter being shouted down and Congressman Castle being shouted down, that it's staged by the Republican Party. Then driving home yesterday, I heard Rock Howard on News Radio 590 KLBJ, friend of mine, head of the Libertarian Party in Travis County. I heard him saying the Libertarian Party didn't even know about this Lloyd Doggett event. And no, we had nothing to do with this, as local news and national news were accusing them of. And then I made some phone calls, and I happened to talk to a neighbor, and they said, no, I was there. I was there grocery shopping, because I live over near this area of South Austin, this Randall's off Brody. And so my neighbors do as well, and I talked to my neighbor. I talked to one of my dad's employees. So I've talked to two people separately who were there, one shopping and one went to the event. And they explained what happened. I have the eyewitness reports. Now, I tried to get my neighbor on. Obviously, most people are shy and don't want to be on radio, much less the Alex Jones show. I mean, my neighbors are almost scared to even talk to me. And maybe rightfully so. But the point is, and I talked to one of my dad's employees. So that's two separate people. And we're trying to get William on, who posted the footage and is giving us the footage for my new Obama film on the birther issue with the Castle situation, Congressman Castle being shouted down. So I've confirmed there, and I've confirmed on the Doggett situation and on the Specter situation. That's how big our audience is. I've confirmed what really happened at all three events. So I'm going to tell you what happened at all three events coming up at the bottom of the hour. 33 after, or about 17 minutes. That is coming up. I will break that down. Or 18 minutes from now. I will break that down. And why is this so important? Because the media is in a concerted effort saying, A, it's bad to shout people down. I'll give you my take on that. And B, this is fake. Well, I happen to know whether it's real or not. And I'm going to tell you from the eyewitnesses. I'm here in Austin, Texas. I live in South Austin, on the border of West Austin and South Austin. And I know what happened from eyewitnesses. I will tell you. And local, this is backed up by local 590 AM. They've now, well, 590 wasn't saying it was staged. They were quoting Doggett saying it was staged. 590 now is saying something else because they're hearing from Austinites who were there. That'll give you an idea of what's coming up. Another media hoax exposed in T-minus 18 minutes. Then Mike Rivero is coming on with his monthly visit with us, and then we have Webster Tarpley. I had Webster on last week, but I want to get him on specifically on eugenics. We flew another team to D.C. to talk to Webster last Friday, because we were unable to get an actual copy of Eco-Science. I ordered copy after copy, and then we'd be told days later it had sold out. So I had bought the university online scan version, which is good, but not good enough. Finally, Friday, it came in the mail. So Webster was able to go to the local D.C. library. He was able to get a copy of it. We flew a team there because he's an expert on eugenics as well, one of the leading experts out there. I would say myself, one of the other leading ones as well. But Webster, being a scholar, he went Wednesday, got the book. We flew up, interviewed him Friday. He has now read, he's a speed reader, much of the 1,100 devilish pages. So he'll be on in the last hour today to actually go over the copy he has in his hands of the plan to drug the water supply, forcibly sterilize the population, to raise all children in government dormitories, take all children from all parents. That's the Chinese model. They tried it. The society completely collapsed in the mid-60s. 60 to 80 million. The Chinese say 80 million died. Encyclopedia Britannica says 64 mil under it. Now, this is the plan the White House science chief wants. So that is coming up with one of our resident experts, Webster Tarpley, on the eugenics front, coming up in the last hour, a key report today. You do not want to miss that. And yesterday, we only did an hour and 15 minutes of PrisonPlanet.tv. My promise is to average at least 2 hours a day. So today, we're doing 3 hours and a half, or 3.5 hours. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 33 after. My back was in great pain yesterday, and I wasn't going to do the TV show because I was hunched over the mic. But then Hooge, a.k.a. Paul Hartman, popped my back and literally is a magic man at this. I'm just very thankful. So I was able to do the TV show partially yesterday because of that. I know I keep marveling about it and talking about it. I've never had my back pop like that. It's like a genius level. He like grabbed me, totally picked me up with my legs dangling. Pretty strong, too. I'm pretty big. And pop, pop, pop. I'm like an inch taller. What did you do, Hooge? The pain is gone. I am healed. All right, anyways, I'm still ranting on that. You got to thank somebody that can actually get you out of excruciating pain. Like magic. Anyways, watching you carefully. What's that Rodney Dangerfield movie where Sam Kinison's in it? And Dangerfield says some rant in the back of the class, and he goes, I like you. I'm keeping my eye on you. I ought to get Kevin Booth on to tell you some behind-the-scenes Sam Kinison stories. They're pretty wild and pretty interesting, but also probably not for family listening. Okay, that's enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. I am trying to psychologically not cover the next stories I have in my stack that are absolutely off the chart, nightmarish, and that will break down in brevity this segment next, and then in great detail later in the hour into the next hour with Mike Rivero. And what is that report? What is it that's so incredibly shocking? Okay, here are the headlines. Alleged North Carolina jihadist to be tried with secret evidence. That is completely un-American. The end of freedom. Totally criminal. Another incredible article. Obama health bill allows government real-time access to bank accounts. Total NSA snooping. End of Fourth Amendment. And then the one that takes the cake, because I know the background on this. When I see this, it isn't just shocking because of the headline. I know it's even worse than Paul Watson's story. UK government to install surveillance cameras in private homes. You heard me right. Another one. Photo of combat vehicles on the streets of Springfield, Illinois. Wait till you hear what the local police say. It's all coming up after this quick break right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. These stories are all linked or posted at InfoWars.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
TV, the start of the next segment, so start your engines.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
controversy because I got eyewitnesses at every event, including South Austin. Was it staged? Lloyd Doggett and others being shouted down. Senator Spector, Congressman Castle. Why suddenly are they all these staged events? That is coming up in the next segment. Okay, this is a really big deal for our republic. Already with this indefinite detention, the end of habeas corpus for foreigners and U.S. citizens alike, Obama setting up domestic FEMA camps, hiring massive amounts of new National Guard troops and former federal and state prison guards to join the National Guard to administer the domestic camps. When you read a headline like this, it's very, very scary. Alleged North Carolina, I've got a North Korean story here in the stack. Alleged North Carolina jihadist to be tried with secret evidence. The Associated Press reports today that the supposed North Carolina terrorism suspect may be tried with secret evidence. The case may involve classified material that will raise national security issues if given to their defense attorneys, federal prosecutors told AP. The man charged in the case are to appear in federal court Tuesday, including U.S. citizens. So you got to love this. That's very Kafka-esque, or 1984. You're being tried with evidence, but we can't show you or your attorneys the evidence. We're just going to promise the judge and the jury that we have this evidence, and then you're going to go to prison on that. Now, remember, this is with the backdrop of all these police, like morons, leaving their squad car videos on their own lapel mics, their own mics that they use to set up and entrap and convict citizens. They leave them on. And then the police are so lazy, when defense attorneys ask for the tape, they just make the copies and send them out to them. And the defense attorneys pop them in, and there are the cops going, I'm going to frame this girl. I'm going to make her give me a fellatio. Hey, I'm going to plant drugs on this guy. I don't like him. Hey, I'm going to say that lady tried to run the car into me. Yeah. Yeah, we'll send him to prison. I mean, everybody's hearing this stuff now and going, whoa. Folks, they teach police how to frame people. And this, you notice in all these videos that are surfacing now, that it's just, all right, I'm going to frame this lady. All right, sounds good. Great. Hey, going to play your softball team Saturday? Yeah, I'll see you there. Yeah, I'm going to send her to prison for a while. Yeah, this dumb lady. Look at her. She was drunk driving. She doesn't know I'm a framer for trying to run into me. Yeah. Listen, can you falsify that report? Sure. Great. We'll take care of that other one. I need some more Disney World on this. Oh, you mean some more make-believe? It's so fun to set these people up. Oh, it's so good. We're such hardcore crooks. Well, you got to protect a fella cop. You know, I don't even next hour want to play the video of this. There's so many cuss words. I saw it last week and forgot about it and then saw it again posted on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it last night. I said, you know, I need to play this. The problem is I got to have my guys cut all the F-bombs and S-bombs out of it. But you can go watch the video. It's just a young girl, you know, she's drinking, young lady, cat jumps out in front of her, so she wrecks, cops show up, run into her, because they're driving like maniacs. That's one of their favorite tricks, is to run into you and then blame you for it. And they're going, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and set her up and burn her. And they're like, fantastic. That's all on video. But the issue here is, right here in Texas, in many towns, they just pull you over, and if they like your car, they just say, I'm taking you in. I'm going to confiscate the car. You're a drug dealer. And they're doing this to, like, nice families with kids now. They just take everybody in, CPS. They go, shut up, lady, or CPS is going to take your kids. They just start laughing. Give me that cash out of your wallet. So, see, now they're going to say, oh, we have secret evidence you're a terrorist. Of course, we have New York police on video in Truth Rising coming up and saying, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb. We know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to put you in prison for it on video. They don't even think framing you on video is bad. See, they think it's normal to do this. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Man thinks, cause he rules at us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't
we are simulcasting for the last 3.5 hours of this 4-hour radio show today at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there for their support that helped turn this radio show into a radio slash TV show. Because that's so important, because I can show the video clips, I can show the documents, I can actually hold up the New York Times, I can actually hold up the White House science czar's own book, Eco-Science, where he calls for putting sterilants in the water, taking all children at birth to raise them in government dormitories, eradicating the family, sterilizing, force-drugging the population. I can actually hold this up and put the pages and quotes on screen. And that is having a devastating effect, because everybody then grabs the videos that they get to watch live at PrisonPlanet.tv as members, and that are also archived, along with my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films, special expanded extras from all my films, many other films and books we've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then they rip it to hundreds of file sharing networks and YouTube and Google. And we have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, political YouTube channel. It's bigger than the president's channel. It has more members and more hits. Very, very exciting. Just what we're doing on YouTube. So I want to commend and thank everybody out there for the fine work they're doing. By the way, later this afternoon, we're going to post at the Alex Jones channel a little YouTube video I shot yesterday thanking you for spreading the word about the Obama deception. Whether you buy it on DVD in the high quality at InfoWars.com and make copies and give it out to people or have viewing parties, or whether you spread the free online versions of it around, this film is only getting bigger and bigger exponentially. At the current rate, it appears to have eclipsed all my films together previously in just 5 months of being out. And it certainly is going to eclipse them over time. Just amazing. And my other films, you know, some of them are the most viral out there ever. There is no doubt that at its current rate, the Obama deception will dwarf Loose Change and will become the most downloaded, most viewed film in history. And I know the Wall Street Journal and other media are looking at those numbers. And that's supposedly going to be in the Wall Street Journal coming up later this week, Thursday or Friday. We'll finally see this big report. But again, I don't care about winning a NASCAR trophy or a boxing trophy or a trophy for, you know, winning the best painting, you know, at some local event. I don't care about, I don't have trophies on my wall, even though I won some swimming and, you know, football and stuff like that and soccer. And I'm not saying trophies are bad. I'm just saying I'm not into things like that. I'm not into being patted on the head. But the trophy I do want is to have the most downloaded, most viewed film in history, because it's about changing minds. I believe in people's minds and intellects, and I want to unlock minds. That is what gives me passion. That's what fuels me, is beating these bullies, bringing the globalists to justice, and empowering the human dynamic spirit. That's what drives me. That makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up right now. That gives me chills right now. I'm not after women. I'm not after power. I'm not after glory. I'm not after big houses. I'm not after any of that. I'm after humanity and communing with my fellow man, with our minds, with our intellects, with our intellectual debate, and reaching out towards the future to future progeny as an example for them to stand up against tyranny, them to stand up against challenges and threats to the species and dehumanization. I have a love affair with humanity and a love affair with the incredible art and creativity and the love and the innocence and the goodness and the strength and the courage and the honor. And to know that we are just one more little example of a small group of individuals together exerting ourselves against overwhelming odds and the corrupt government and the scientific dictatorship and engaging them at their level. I love the underdog, especially when the underdog is in the right. And make no mistake, that is happening today. So I commend all of you for what you've done. Please get the Obama deception on DVD. Get it out to everybody. Go insane. I talked to the folks at the University of Arizona there in Phoenix, and they've given out over 30,000 copies in the last 5 months of the Obama deception. Just a group of students, first four or five of them, then 10 or 15, then they 10 or 15 or so, they said 12 or 15, handed out 15,000 when Obama came to town. And then since then, other students picked it up, and they know more than 15,000 additional have been handed out. So when I say, this has been a local newspaper, when I say 30,000, that's conservative. That's when I talked to him a few weeks ago. See, it's exponential. Other universities, thousands of copies. I mean, it's incalculable what you've done. I salute you. So we're going to post in this new video we're posting today and links on InfoWars and Prison Planet tomorrow to the best free online version. There's hundreds. The best encode we've seen. He knows how to do it better than we do. The fellow has a channel called Change the Channel, popular site in its own right. We've had him on Burmese's show. 3 million views. 3 million views right now at time of this show, right at 3 million. And we should crest that by this evening. It's right below that. It's 2,900,000+. And there's hundreds of versions on YouTube and Google alone. But the point is, we want to send that to 10 million in the next few months. Forget it just growing to 3 or 4 or 5 million. How about 10 million on just that 1 2-hour film? There's nothing else. There's no other films on YouTube. You know, people watch 1 minute videos with their attention span and they get 3 million views. It's already one of the biggest videos. I want it to have 10, 20, 30 million. I want everybody to see it. I mean, you talk about a solution. There's a solution right there. Just the Obama deception. Republicans will watch it because they hate Obama. Then they find out that it's really about exposing George Bush as a New World Order puppet and shattering the left-right paradigm and showing Obama as a puppet. It's deprogramming people. Praise God, this is exciting. I mean, no wonder I got the Secret Service and FBI showing up here, and I got the Pentagon following me around, and what's been declassified mainstream news. But people inside the Army sent me the secret document. That's how it ended up being mainstream news, because the people in the Army are patriots and don't like having to follow me around all day. Follow me to the grocery store and follow me home and all this crap. I mean, we're having an effect. We're engaging the New World Order. This is incredible success to have them on my butt, to have them on my six. When they're on your tail, man, that means when you got bogeys, that means you're doing a good job. And, you know, they killed JFK, they killed Martin Luther King, they killed a lot of other people. The good news is I'm nothing near that level, but I've always tried to make it about the activist, about the listener, about you, the info warriors, in the lone wolves and in wolf packs against the enemy. Because they can't stop us if it's an idea. I've always said that. An idea is eternal. Ideas can't be stopped when they're based on the truth. And, of course, that's an eternal truth. Many philosophers have said that. I don't want to say the Wachowski brothers, who I know are reportedly fans of the show. I don't agree with all their philosophy, but I've talked to folks in Hollywood. They are fans of the show. Clearly, I'm not saying I invented that idea, because that idea is thousands of years old, that ideas are, you can kill the messenger, but you can't kill the message. And so people sent me emails saying, are you ripping off ideas or bulletproof? No, and they're not ripping me off either, because I got that idea from other philosophers. But ideas are bulletproof, and that's what's so successful and so exciting and so good and so wholesome about this. Now, I told everybody to tune in, because I am now going to end this controversy with facts and proof and evidence. ABC News, Fox News, CNN, I have heard and seen them all. And Paul Hartman, one of my producers, has seen the local news. Rob Dew, one of our great producers, has seen the local newscast. I'm sure you've all seen it as well. But I'm in Austin, Texas, where this story finally got national attention. And I say this story. Congressman Castle in the East got shouted down and booed over the birther issue when he said he believes Obama was not born here. When he said he believes Obama was born here and that his birth certificate receipt is real, he spontaneously got booed and shouted down. Now, whether you believe in the birther issue or not, I'm not a birther. I'm just looking at the issue. I think it should be investigated, because government lies so much, and he does have some questionable past and background and fake aliases and Barry Sitaro and other things he needs to be looked at. I mean, his dad was a Muslim communist, and his mother was this big foundation minion of Geithner's dad. So very spooky group, very, very sneaky. But the point is, he probably was born in Hawaii. I mean, I don't know. The point is, we're looking at that. But regardless of what you think of that story, I talked to William, he doesn't want his full name on air, who shot the video. Turned out William, who shot the video that we're about to play, he was there. It was spontaneous. He's sending us the raw video. It went on and on with them chanting and booing and yelling and following him outside. So William's sending me the raw video right now. We're very, very appreciative of that. Then Saturday, it's on local news. I'm driving in the car. At 5 o'clock, I spent part of the day with my family. I'm driving back into the office to work on the new Obama film. I'll soon reveal the name. Got to get on it. So busy making the film. I haven't got the website up yet, or, you know, the promotional material, which is a problem. But side issue. Here's the bottom line. The national media has been saying that Senator Spector getting shouted down over the weekend is fake and was Republican operatives. They're saying it's fake with Congressman Doggett being shouted down, and that that's staged, that the people were sent by Republicans. They are saying that the Congressman Castle thing was staged by the birthers, and that happened weeks ago. Oh, really? Was it staged? In fact, pull this up. I forgot to tell you. When Senator Cornyn at a Republican supposed Tea Party got booed off the stage and all Republicans got booed off? No, they're booing Republicans and Democrats off. But notice the mainstream media wants to make this partisan, because as long as they keep you in the left-right paradigm, as long as they make it about Republicans versus Democrats or Democrats versus Republicans, their whole system, the two parties that prop each other up, the two parties are owned by the same interest. But as long as they alternate power and keep fooling us, we wake up to Bush, put Obama in. We wake up to Obama, put a Republican in. We wake up to that Republican, you know, in 2016, put a Democrat in. As long as that cycle, that stage cycle, I mean, there may have been two different parties in the past. There were certainly in Andrew Jackson's time, but there are not now. You may have a few good members like Dennis Kucinich and the Democrats and Ron Paul and the Republicans, but the parties themselves, it's a total show. Same thing with Tory and Labour in England. And the people in the polls show are finally realizing it's the Bank of England. It's the private Federal Reserve. They're getting past the puppets to the actual controllers. This is huge. And so this story is so important today because it's multifaceted on a whole bunch of different levels. That's why Paul Watson's going to write a report on the facts I'm laying out here right now with these video clips that prove this. So here's the answer. I have eyewitnesses, my neighbor and one of my dad's employees. I live in South Austin. Now, I shop sometimes at the Randalls that they're talking about off Brody. I used to live a mile from there or less. Now I live a little bit further. Point is, my neighbor, talked to him this morning, wouldn't come on the show. And obviously, you know, people don't want to be public, but he was there. I also talked to one of my dad's employees. The neighbor was shopping there, was not even part of it, but stopped and stayed about 30 minutes and saw it happen. Then I heard multiple callers to Rod Balin on News Radio 590 today. And News Radio 590 has been reporting only what Doggett said, that basically it was staged by Republicans. Doggett with no proof. But the callers were calling in going, no, I'm a Democrat. I was sent a mailing. I went to it. He wouldn't listen to me. He wouldn't, you know, he kept telling us whether we liked it or not, they were going to give us this health care. He kept saying it didn't socialize things. There was a lady there who had a 1,000-page bill in a binder. We had copies of it. And so that's what's happening is people have now read over the pages and the subsections. We were just doing that yesterday on the show. We were doing that last Friday on the show. And so I've now found out from emails, we're going to get some of these people on the show in the next few days. I've now discovered that a lot of our listeners were there who've been registered Democrats in the past, South Austin. Only registered Democrats were mailed a mailer by Doggett. These were Democrats that were there. And he was talking down at them. And so there's 30 minutes of footage before this, and we're getting the raw footage right now. We've contacted the fellow that shot it, the video that has like 400,000 views right now. It's gone mega viral that we're about to play. And the issue is I've talked to the fella with Congressman Castle in the East who was there, all spontaneous. These were his supporters booing him and yelling at him when he because they believe nothing the government says. I've talked to somebody who was there at the big Spectre event, and they said it was totally spontaneous. And I've talked to people who were at this event, and it was totally spontaneous. And I've heard the callers to local news radio going, no, this was spontaneous. Of course it's spontaneous. The media is acting like it's only Democrats getting booed. No. I've seen Tea Party video from San Antonio, from Austin, from Dallas, from South Carolina. I mean, I see these videos every day where Republicans are being booed off the stage. You see, these are libertarians, Democrats, and Republicans at these events, these Tea Parties. The media says they're only Republican. Republican congressmen and senators are being booed off the stage. It's all of them. So it isn't just the media's lying. And we've seen Fox News, CNN, nationally, locally. We even have local CNN, News 8. They're lying and saying it's all staged. It is not staged. None of it is staged. The people are on the verge of total revolt. And let the establishment lie to themselves and say this is all staged. This is not staged. I live here. I go to some of these events. I have friends that shot video that you see posted of Cornyn. Everywhere Republicans and Democrats show up, Rick Perry got booed off the stage at another event. They're all, Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn, everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Lloyd Doggett, it doesn't matter. In fact, let's bring in first, come on in studio. Let's go ahead and bring you in first, Rob Dew. Rob, come on in here. We don't have much time. Your wife is a Democrat, so she got mailed the mailer for Doggett. You were laughing, saying you filled it out in the Fed and things like that. But just confirming with you, your wife's a Democrat. She got sent the flyer inviting her to it.
Right. Yeah, I opened it up, and I was reading it, and it had a list of things that you think are important and, multiple choice. And I wrote in audit the Fed on everyone and mailed it back to him. But it also said he was going to be at Randall's on, I think, from 10 to 11:30 was the time scheduled for. And I was actually going to go to it, but we ended up going to Ohio that day. But I was going to go to it and just, I was planning on yelling at him.
A week ago, a week and a half, when that came in, I remember you mentioning in meetings, hey, Doggett's coming. Should we go to that?
Yeah.
Man, but I sent you.
We were scheduled to leave already.
Yeah, but you did great. We sent you to interview Tenpenny.
Yeah.
That's why we got to get some more camera guys.
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. I mean, the bottom line, though, was this was spontaneous.
Yeah. I mean, it was not going out to Republicans. I didn't see it anywhere else advertised except, through those channels of direct mailing. And he's direct mailing just his voters.
So it definitely wasn't staged.
Well, I don't know about that, but I...
Stay there.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Okay, we slammed into that break, Rob Dew. You were making the point that you can't guarantee there wasn't a Republican there, but you made the excellent point off air that he's all over news saying this was staged by Republicans and the Libertarians. And that it was a minority. You watch the video, it is the majority.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He was on the news. He did a news report that night of it saying, oh, well, this is a small group that was going in and creating this disturbance. And, I mean, you can clearly see everybody shouting him down. because they don't want this.
And then the media spin it and also say it's wrong to yell. It's un-American. No, that's what the Founding Fathers did as the Sons of Liberty for 15 years before they had to get more serious. It's totally American because now we find out he'd been there talking them down, telling them they were stupid, saying, in fact, on record, and I heard a lady on KLBJ this morning, one of the witnesses being interviewed, she said, no, I'm a Democrat. But it was when we said, even if we're against this, you're going to vote for it. And he said, yes, and tries to push past. Well, you can see that. You can't hear everything that's being said, but you can see him trying to get out when that begins. And it's as he's leaving, they start voicing and chanting that this was happening. But my issue is, I heard Rock Howard, a friend of mine, we're calling him right now. I heard Rock Howard, head of the Travis County Libertarian Party, on 590 AM saying, we didn't even know about this. This was some internal mail out that went, which you confirmed
it only went
through your wife, saying, we wish we would have known about it. We would have sent people. And the Republicans have said the same thing.
Right.
So, again, they're acting like it's bad to say, we don't want this, we don't want this, to chant, just say no as he's leaving. Mm-hmm. It's wrong to speak now. It's un-American. They're actually saying this all over the news, that it's evil and aggressive and kind of terroristic, kind of scary. I heard local talk show hosts saying that today. And then they go further, and they're trying to say that this was all staged by Republicans and Democrats. The Libertarians are on record, so are the Republicans, saying no. But we have the proof, because it's not Democrats or Libertarians staging people booing Perry and Senator Cornyn at these tea parties. They're being booed everywhere, but the media is desperate to make this partisan, because if the people find out that everybody hates the government and that it's universal, their little party's over, Bubba.
Exactly. And it's a redress of grievances, and it's our right to do that. And if they can't take it, get out of office if you don't like it.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. If you read about the first 200 years of this country, it's total Americana to chant at these bastards.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, no, now you're not supposed to do that. In fact, you know, you ask Senator Perry a question, Senator Kerry a question, you get tasered. Don't tase me, bro. He wasn't even resisting, but they tased him as punishment.
I guess this is a new syndrome that people are developing, spontaneous anti-government response syndrome.
Exactly. Well, I mean, don't give them ideas. The American Psychological Association has made over 20 in the last decade new psychological designations. If you believe in a new world order, even though Al Gore is announcing world government, it doesn't exist. You're mentally ill. So I guess now, if you believe people are spontaneously booing socialized health care, booing open borders, booing cap and trade, if you don't believe their conspiracy theory that it's staged with no proof, they just make this up. This is a national news story that this was staged here in Austin, and it was not staged. I mean, my neighbor was there shopping and saw it. We have the video. This was his supporters. This was a mailer to his people. Senator Specter gets shouted down. Congressman Castle gets shouted down. Senator Cornyn gets shouted down. See, I want the Politico to report this is happening to everybody. I mean, this is revolt that's happening.
Right.
But no, they want to say it's some staged political activity. The citizens aren't out protesting. See, they're the conspiracy theorists, Rob.
I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. They just can't take it when they're wrong, and they know they're wrong.
Well, we're here breaking it to everybody right now. We are here breaking this to you right now. We have eyewitnesses with Congressman Castle, Senator Specter, and the Austin event that happened a mile and a half from where I sit. This was not staged. It was totally spontaneous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real.
don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivero's coming up in the next hour and a half or so today. We're going to get into the whole birther issue. Is it a hoax to discredit real research and real exposés of Obama's activities, his lying on every front, or is it real? Then we've got in the last hour coming up, we'll get into eugenics with Webster Tarpley, who's now scanned over the book written by the White House science czar calling for forced sterilization, drugging of the water supply, all children being taken at birth by the government and raised in government dormitories. These quotes are all in the book Ecoscience by John P. Holdren. That's coming up. But for stations that just joined us, major national controversy, ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, CNBC, Politico, Wall Street Journal. This is one of the biggest stories in the country right now. The videos had millions of views. The original versions had over 400,000 views and growing. Dems break for August recess looking like a bad trip. And it's saying angry protesters everywhere are besieging the Democrats. But then the Democrat spin machine goes into overdrive and says it's all staged. When Congressman Castle gets booed and heckled over Obama support, he says it's staged by the whole crowd booing and yelling. We happen to have a We Are Changer. It's an Oath Keeper who's a fan, William, who shot the video. And he's sending us now the raw footage of that viral video that Drudge and others linked 2 weeks ago. And the Democrats said that was staged Republicans, though the congressman later had to admit that was actually his constituents locally, and they'd sent a letter out. Then with this situation with Congressman Lloyd Doggett, he's got an hour and a half meeting, only sent to Democrats. Rob Dew's wife, a Democrat, was sent the letter. Rob was going to go, but we forgot about it because he had to go to another shoot with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. This happened a few miles from my office. I'm in South Austin with this Lloyd Doggett situation. I know Lloyd Doggett. I've been to Lloyd Doggett's house when I was a senior in high school with his nephew. I mean, the point is, I live here. My neighbor was at the grocery store and saw this and said it was spontaneous. This is where this happened, at a Randall's grocery store. One of my dad's employees I talked to was there at the event here in South Austin, said it was totally spontaneous. Local news that was first only reporting what Lloyd Doggett said, News Radio 590, has now had guests and witnesses that are registered Democrats on air who were there with the bill saying this does socialize, this does penalize people. This is a really, stop lying. And Doggett told them they were idiots and said, I don't care if you're against it. I'm still going to pass it, which is one of his favorite statements. In fact, we have this on video because we were taping it live at the time during the cap and trade debates that last day a few weeks ago. He said, I don't care if my constituents are against this. This is good and I'm going to vote for it. So that's one of his arrogant statements is, I don't care if I'm getting a bunch of calls against this. I'm doing it. Well, he said that, started trying to leave, and they stopped him. And you could see it on the video. That's why we've sent a message to the local guy who shot the video, who has the YouTube channel, asking him to come in studio, play the raw footage. So the media is saying this is staged when it's not, and they're saying it's only Democrats getting heckled. We're going to play you the video coming up in this hour of Senator Cornyn being booed and heckled, Governor Rick Perry being booed and heckled, at Tea Party events they organized that they tried to hijack. See, they had some last year, and earlier this year got really popular. The Tea Party started in Austin with the Ron Paul and 9/11 Truth and We Are Change. That's on record. The first Tea Party was in Austin going after the banks. The first before that was in Boston by We Are Change and 9/11 Truth 4 years ago, throwing the 9/11 Commission report in the harbor. So then the next generation started here. So understand, they're booing Republicans, they're booing Democrats, but the media wants to make it a partisan issue to keep us in the left-right paradigm instead of the people all waking up and taking these guys to justice. Because both parties are bought and paid for by foreign special interests. The public's looking past the puppets now for the first time to the actual controllers. Mike Rivero coming up with his take.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am 110% committed to defeating the social engineers, the collectivists, the big international banks that are financing governments to take over their populations and domesticate them and enslave them for the planned economy. Both parties, Republican and Democrat, are bought and paid for. Tory Labor in England, same thing in Europe. Now, there have been multiple parties in the past, but now there is only one party. It has two heads. Or it's like an eagle that has two wings, or a vulture. Now, I know, through a twist of fate, one of our listeners shot the video of Congressman Castle on the birther issue. Now, whether you believe that or not, the point is his constituents so mistrust Obama and the government as a manifestation of their distrust that they booed him off the stage and wouldn't shut up, mainly a bunch of retired people. Then Congressman Lloyd Doggett in a mailer to only his constituents because one of my employees' wives is a Democrat. He got one. It only came to Democrats. Totally spontaneous. My neighbor was there shopping and stopped and saw it. One of my dad's employees I talked to was there actually at the event because they've been a Democrat in the past, and they got the message. Okay? And now all these eyewitnesses are calling into talk radio and TV and Austin, Fox News and others saying, how dare you? And News 8 Austin, the local Time Warner, we have local CNN here. I think only six cities have it. And saying, stop saying it was staged. We're all Democrats. And the people I've talked to are all Democrats that went there and were angry. My neighbor is apolitical as best I know, and they were just there shopping. But the issue is Doggett was trying to leave and told them, I don't care if you're against it, I'm voting for it. He does that on the floor all the time during cap and trade I saw him. The reason I'm so excited is the whole left-right paradigm is collapsing. The 11% approval rating of Congress is showing. The 9% for Cheney. Obama's gone from 84 when he got elected to by the time he got in office, it was 68. And then now it's below 50, depending on the poll, 44 to 49 and plunging. He's lost 5 points of his core constituency. He had 51%. Depending on the poll, more than 5 points. But we've got to make sure it isn't all about Obama and just blaming him now and dumping all the sins on him. We had to politically expose Obama and wreck him so we couldn't bring in the cap and trade, the open borders, the anti-gun bills, new wars, the socialized health care. But now that he is politically grinding to a halt, we got to go, wait a minute, you're part of it too. And here's the key. We're going to show you these video clips. Everywhere across the country, Republicans get booed off stage by their people. Democrats are getting booed off stage by their people. It's their own constituents doing it. A Tea Party is mainly libertarian Republican. It is. They're booing them off here in Tennessee, in Arizona, in New York, in Florida. I see these videos every day. We play them here all the time. So the media is desperate to say, A, it's staged and fake. That's Republicans and libertarian operatives. And B, they're then saying that it's only partisan. He'll be with us for 20 minutes in the next hour. He joins us via video connection from Hawaii. He's Genesis talk show host, Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. We link to his stories routinely at infowars.com. Mike, this is what you talk about every day. It's what I talk about. The establishment is setting up Northcom, the police state. The flu is a cover if they need it to lock down. The establishment realizes that they have lost all credibility. Now this cover-up of the fact that this is spontaneous booing everywhere, that cover-up is imploding. Mike, what do you say to all this?
Well, you know, this reminds me of way back when the Clintons were in office and they responded to all of their criticism by blaming it on the vast right-wing conspiracy. And this was a way of dismissing the protests without having to actually deal with the criticisms themselves. It was all part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. And we're seeing so much of the Obama administration replay the tactics and propaganda and spin from the Clinton administration. For example, the reliance on the Dow Jones as the public indicator of the state of the economy, when we all know that the Dow is really very disconnected from Main Street America right now. But all of this spontaneous booing that we're seeing all across the country. It's not just Democrats. There are Republicans up there, and Republican politicians are starting to feel the same thing. And this all ties in with this little program that we're trying to put together over here. And we haven't worked out all the details, but in a nutshell, what we're planning on doing is we're going to pay every American $4,500 to scrap their clunker federal government and replace it with something up-to-date and more cost-efficient.
Mike, maybe I'm ignorant, but I mean, obviously, you're exposing their stupid program and tying it into them. You know, absolutely,
well,
we should scrap the bad government and trade it in. So, cash for bad governments or cash for tyrants? What do you call it?
Well, cash for clunker government is what we're working on right now.
It took me a minute to get it because I was too busy, literally getting excited. Is the hair on the back of your neck standing up though to realize that? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not trying to look like Don King deliberately here. This is just sort of happening as time goes on. And it does, on a more serious note, I do get a strong sense of panic coming out of various personal agendas, private agendas. Certainly right now, looking at what's been going on in the media from, for example, this whole situation getting into the birth certificate, what's her name? Orly Tates going ballistic on MSNBC yesterday, and the new video that just surfaced in reaction to this corruption scandal going on in New Jersey, where people are just screaming at the reporters to get away. And, you know, it just feels like the facade is slipping, the cracks are showing, and everybody in positions of power knows it and understands it. They're sure what to do about it.
Let me go one further. I'm sure you saw the CNBC story. We'll put that up on screen for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast the radio here today, that Geithner is blowing up and screaming and cussing in meetings with the Federal Reserve Chairman and others and flipping out, panicking over the audit of the Fed. See, they've lost their facade. Toto pulled the curtain back. And there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Even if they block this audit or the next, the momentum has shifted. And once the facade of the left-right paradigm even has a little hole in it, it's all over. I mean, they're going to stage nuke attacks. They're going to launch wars. They're going to release bioweapons. But in the end, everybody's going to know they did that too. I can tell you fundamentally in my gut, in my intellect, in my spirit, Mike Rivero, we're going to defeat the New World Order. The only problem we face is the fake churches telling folks it's the end of the world. It's a foregone conclusion. You got to go along with it. Evil can't be beaten. You're supposed to basically, you know, suck its toes or something. If we get past that, we're going to win this thing with God's help.
Well, I think absolutely. You know, we used to have this saying around here, the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And this whole issue of attempting to block an audit of the Federal Reserve, even if they succeed, the political and public damage from simply having done that is going to be very devastating to the people. Because remember, government very much is like a church. It relies on the faith and trust and belief of the masses to continue. When you have a population which openly distrusts the government, as they do on the economy, on the swine flu vaccine, on all of this, this is a government that has lost the ability to function effectively. And it's just marking time, looking for a place to collapse into.
Well, reading this article from the Wall Street Journal, there's another one from CNBC. The headline, today's outrage, Geithner goes ballistic. He's in a meeting with the private Fed chiefs and the Fed chairman Bernanke, which is just, of course, the holding company for stealing the $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months. And they're losing control. All their member banks are just stealing the money. They're not having any composure. Most of these elites, I'm tracking them, are leaving the country right now. They realize they have gang raped us so bad and screwed us over so bad that it's all going to collapse. That's why they're now kind of going, okay, everything's fine. The economy's fine. Before they were saying it was in trouble to scare us to go along with their theft. Now, because the Chinese stopped buying T-bills last week, they're now in panic mode. My God, I smell blood. I smell panic.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're going crazy. Geithner's screaming and yelling. He never does that. They're frothing, fighting with each other. It's coming out in the news. They're losing control.
Well, you know, there's an axiom about both show business and politics, which is never let the public see you sweat. When they get to that spot where they're losing it in public, you know things are really, really bad. I personally feel we're at the loot the nation stage in this country's history. They know they can't save it. They know they can't fix it. They're not even trying. It's basically grabbing the money, shoving it in their pocket, and skedaddling for the border. And this is why we're seeing all these arrests and all these reckless tax evasion things and using the names of prisoners and all the rest of this stuff going on. Everybody knows it's coming to an end. They're grabbing the silverware and heading for the fire exits.
Absolutely, which I'm saying this is positive. It's better than them getting their system through. But when it collapses, we want to ensure they don't build something worse on top of the ashes.
That's absolutely correct. What we, the American people, need to be doing right now, very seriously, is deciding what kind of a nation we're going to want in the next chapter of the history of the North American continent. There are going to be all kinds of carpetbaggers walking around here saying, I've got a ready-made solution, a brand new government, just plug it in and everything will be fine. And you know that they'll be plugging in something that will serve their interest and not that of the people. And you just know there's going to be people walking around saying, well, you know, you are all honor-bound to honor the debts of the previous government. No, we're not. It's all an onerous debt anyway. The whole point of having one government collapse and starting a new one is everybody gets a clean start. It's like the ancient Roman Jubilee. All debts are wiped out. Everybody gets to
start. But that's the crazy thing, Mike, is they've set up NORTHCOM in the police state, and Thomas Barnett and others at the Pentagon admit that this whole thing is to extract the money from us, money we don't owe to these banks. They just made all these derivatives up. I mean, you know, they're... I don't think NORTHCOM is going to carry it out, no matter how many flus they stage, how many terror attacks they stage. I don't see this working. We got Rock Howard, the chairman of the Travis County Libertarian Party, coming up. Mike, stay there. We're going to talk to him briefly about this staged event. The media is saying it's staged, which it wasn't staged. They tried to blame the libertarians for it. Stay with us.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $953.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $980.75, $490.37 for the half ounce, or $245.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $980.75, $490.37, and $245.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Mike Rivera will be with us some in the next hour. Coming up, I'm going to play the video clips of Senator Cornyn being booed off the stage, Rick Perry being booed. I could play clip after clip of Republicans being booed at tea parties. Because the people know they support open borders, socialized health care, all this control. So the media is lying and saying these booing events are staged, A. Then B, they're lying and saying that it's partisan. It's across the board. Now, Austin Campaign for Liberty, local Ron Paul group, they did send a few people out there. But you watch the crowd of hundreds, and my neighbor was there. Almost all of them are chanting and booing and chasing him out when he told the crowd, this is confirmed on local news, I don't care what you want, I'm going to pass the health care. And so Mike Rivera riding shotgun with us with a video connection on the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. Rock Howard joining us for this segment and a little bit of the next, and those video clips are coming up. Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis Libertarian Party, it's great to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. I heard Saturday night you were being blamed by Lloyd Doggett, the Libertarians, of staging this. I heard you on News Radio 590 AM, one of our local affiliates, last night saying nobody called us. We didn't put an email out. So they're desperate to say that citizens don't spontaneously boo, and this has become a national story. Rock Howard, did the Libertarian Party stage this?
Alex, we did not. We did not discuss this event or urge our people to go. Of course, we always urge our members to be active politically and to voice their opinion. But no, this was not coordinated by us in any way.
Well, isn't that the other big issue? The media, I don't know if you've seen the same reports I've seen nationally and locally, they keep acting like it's dirty to shout and chant, just say no, as Doggett's leaving. I thought that's as American as baseball and apple pie.
Well, I tend to agree. I mean, if Doggett doesn't want to be a representative and listen to all the voices, then he can certainly resign.
Well,
you know, that's what it means to be a representative, is to listen to all your constituents, and it sounds like he's having a tough time doing that.
Well, he only mailed this out to constituents because Rob Dew, my producer, his wife is a Democrat, registered Democrat, and they filled it out and said, we disagree with everything you're doing in the Fed, we don't want socialist health care, and mailed it in to him. I almost sent cameras but didn't have the crews because my two crews were in different parts of the country filming for a film we're making. Rock Howard, to you, what does this signify in America that Congressman Castle's booed off the stage, Senator Spector's booed off the stage? Republicans and Democrats. Have you seen the video of Cornyn being booed off the stage at the Tea Party? I mean, this is bipartisan. They want to make it a partisan issue. Why? Are they trying to prop up the political facade?
Well, I can't speak to that, but I can say that, yes, I've seen the events with Cornyn. I had close friends and members of our party were at both the Cornyn event and this latest event with Doggett. And we don't see it as a partisan thing. We see it as the citizens trying to take action. And I think what I'm hoping that might be behind this, and people might get the idea, is, you know, maybe it's time in America, we did, like George Washington suggested, and just get away from political parties. Because it's not proving to be helpful for anything we need to accomplish.
Yeah, we need to get away from parties and get into issues. And until, you know, the first few presidents, it wasn't a party issue. And then it becomes this Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford. Instead of going, hey, the same guy owns both factories, or it's like Don King boxing with these two parties. We need to get rid of Don King. Stop talking about Republican versus Democrat and talk about the manager of the fight.
And that, of course, is the exact reason that we released our statement, is the Libertarian Party is just simply not interested in getting into those Coke versus Pepsi style arguments that have no substance and are all about labels. The other thing that you see, the undercurrent in the media that's very distressing, is this undercurrent that somehow all of these events are racist in nature, and that people are really upset because Obama happens to be black.
Oh.
I think that's very disparaging, and I see that undercurrent in the media all over the place. That seems to be the Democratic response to a lot of these events.
You know, that is such a big issue and so obvious that I psychologically have kind of ignored it because it's so asinine. I don't want to live under socialism. I don't want open borders. I don't want to turn my guns in. I don't want a cap and trade only on the U.S. that'll admittedly double our energy prices on electricity alone. And I've been on Democratic radio stations, and they go, "Are you a racist?" And I'm going, "What is this about? I don't want these policies." Rock Howard, do a few more minutes with us. I want Mike Rivero to pop in and comment on that. I don't think this is going to work, though, shouting people down as racist if they don't want to turn their guns in. We'll be right back with Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis Libertarian Party. Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up on the collapse of the establishment. Both parties propping each other up, trying to divert the population with this Cowboys versus Redskins, Steelers versus the Giants distraction. And that's all that's happening here. Rock Howard, you were bringing up this race issue, and you're right. I go on Air America type stations in L.A., in Dallas, in New York, and I'll be on talking about the cap and trade and how bad it is for industry. And they say, caller after caller says, why do you hate black people? Why are you a racist? And I always say, well, I'm not on about that. This is like some type of cult or something. I've never heard it this crazy. Is the Libertarian Party getting accused of this?
I haven't seen that particular accusation, but we've been lumped in with a lot of other people they want to attack, like conservatives and so forth. And the presumption just seems to be, they seem to have a talking point right now that anybody who disagrees with us is a racist. And that's a pretty difficult thing to overcome, but, you know, it's pretty standard political practice.
But I also see it backfiring. I mean, anybody with half a brain is going to get sick of that. And by overusing the term racist, I think in a lot of ways it's actually legitimizing a lot of real racists, because this people are just sick of it. I mean, I think they're really crying wolf on this. I've got one more question for you in a moment, Rock, and I want to fire the Libertarian Party Travis County site, the national site as well. But I wanted to go back to Mike Rivera. We've got the head of the Libertarian Party here in Austin on dealing with this. Do you have any questions for him, Mike Rivera?
Well, I don't have a question, but I do have a comment, and you're absolutely right. This thing about screaming racism when any comment or criticism is directed at Obama's policies is going to backfire, mostly because, to use another example, Israel has for decades, anytime you comment or criticize their actions in Palestine or Lebanon, they come back and they say, oh, you just hate the Jewish people, you're anti-Semite, blah, 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 and they've so burned it out that it's not effective anymore, and people are recognizing that it was just another way of dodging the argument and trying to demonize critics. And because of that prior experience, I think the lifespan of using this tactic of screaming racism to critics of Barack Obama's administration, I think the lifespan can be clocked with an egg timer. I think it's already starting to come apart. People are seeing past that tactic and say, okay, they don't want to deal with the issues. What are they hiding?
All right. Thank you, Mike. We're going to go back to you in a moment. We let Rock Howard go here in just a second. Rock, overall, summing this up, do you think it's going to backfire on the establishment when they, A, try to say these spontaneous show, the public showing their disapproval, and B, do you think it's going to backfire when they keep trying to make it a partisan issue? I mean, as the people get more and more unhappy with this system, isn't the establishment going to have to be forced to admit that, no, actually the American people are against this whole big government agenda? Because the polls show the American people are against all of this.
Well, there's a big step there that's undefined. You know, are we actually going to have the people rise up and get change or not? And I, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe it. But, you know, will it actually happen? I can't predict.
Well, let me ask it this way, Rock Howard, chairman of the Travis County Libertarian Party. Are you seeing increased interest in the party? Are you seeing more activism? Because I know all I see is exploding approval for my show, once seen as extremely radical. I know all I'm seeing is massive increases in visits to my websites and people getting my videos and books. And every other activist I talk to says that it's like we're riding a rocket or something. I mean, what are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing more interest in people wanting to run for office as libertarian. And that kind of makes sense. In this particular battle, there are going to be a certain number of people who want to try to make a change using the political mechanism as currently defined. It's a difficult road to go, but that's the road we're trying to push. There are a lot of people who are just so fed up with politics, they don't really want to be involved with any party or with running for office and so forth.
Well,
there's just a certain type of mentality where they do want to do that, and we are pleased that more and more people do want to get involved in that particular way, and we're able to get them on the ballot and able to say what needs to be said.
Well, we've got the Travis County Libertarian Party website up on screen. It's austinliberty.org. Is that the right site to have?
Austinliberty.org, austinliberty.com, and certainly we encourage people who are interested in our local activities, which are numerous, to sign up for our little email list we send out every Sunday.
Well, Rock, in closing, I want your take on this, and we're going to let you go. I know you're at work. It's this. A lot of people have the long view of history. The establishment does. That's why they've won. I believe we should work on the long view of history, getting involved in parties, running for political office, get involved in the medium view of history, kind of what you guys are doing, but also get involved in the on-the-streets activism, just saying no, just shattering the facade that the public believes in what's happening or the public is passive and is going to put up with this. Because if we don't back the establishment off, I do see serious bloody revolution in this country. And I want to avert that because I believe the establishment will use that to their own aims. Your view on bloody revolution?
Well, we're trying to do a political change without, you know, requiring a bloody revolution. But, of course, we've been warned by Jefferson on down that, you know, sometimes you have to take things into your hands. So people should be prepared for all eventualities.
All right. What's the best national site for the Libertarian Party?
Well, you can start with lp.org to get a hold of our national information. Here in Texas, there's lptexas.org. Those are good places to start. And if you want to get involved and run for office, that's mainly what we do is get people set up to run for office. Just let us know.
And you guys are winning more and more. But just to be clear, you've talked to the hierarchy locally, the Libertarian Party. It's a big party here in Austin. And no one you know was involved in this or even knew of it, but you kind of wish you guys would have known because it's not dirty to want to go to an open house at a grocery store with a congressman.
No, we urge our people to go to these type of events all the time. But this particular event, the notion that we particularly organize or even discuss this particular event with to create what Doggett refers to as a mob, I mean, we had no such plan. That's just his figment. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand the power of these ideas that are starting to grip people. And, you know, maybe this is his first wake-up call. We'll see.
All right, Rock Howard, you're doing a great job. The local party, keep it up. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Now, folks, I just remembered sitting here that I confronted Lloyd Doggett, and it's viral on the Internet. I think I've seen it on the web. Google Alex Jones confronts Lloyd Doggett at HEB in North Austin. You're going to get to see Alex Jones with the guns, though. This is the Alex Jones of like 12 years ago. So we're going to play that later. But the reason I'm spending so much time on this with the flu pandemic coming down on us and the talk of martial law and FEMA cams openly being built and hiring military for it, we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. The reason I'm spending so much time on this today is this is the cracks in the facade. More and more of it breaking, more and more light coming in. Everything Mike's been talking about. Mike, I believe the incredible success of Obama was people's desperation for change. Now that we know he's a fraud, that looks like it's going to accelerate the explosive anger. You were an Obama supporter. You've been waking up. Can you speak to that transformation?
Well, definitely. I mean, we came down once again to the lesser of two evils. I mean, I was a Ron Paul supporter until it was obvious he was not going to be allowed to play. And when it came down to a choice between McCain and Obama, I sort of marginally said, okay, I think Obama, because he was selling change and selling hope, and that's really what we needed. Obviously, since then, he's been an incredible disappointment to everybody. His poll numbers are plunging. He's already down in Bush country. And I think it is accelerating. And I think when he won the election, because he'd been so oversold, a lot of people were saying that if he wasn't walking on water by the end of that first week, he was going to be in trouble. And since then, of course, obviously, he's completely failed his promise to end the wars. He has just basically kept the U.S. going on the same path it's been going before. And, of course, there's this tremendous disaffection with Obama and his policies, and it's got nothing to do with his skin color. But like I said, it's just a convenient deflection device. And there's still, I think, the ultimate reason that this government is on its way out. They're still trying to play the game by the rules and methods that worked back in the 1960s and the 1970s. This whole swine flu scare is designed to make us forget all about the economy and the wars and everything and run to Big Daddy government saying, please save me from imminent death. It's just a game to make us psychologically dependent on the government because we have lost that psychological dependence. We all used to be addicted to the government. We've broken that addiction. We've had an intervention thanks to radio shows and blogs like yours and mine. And the American people are saying, you know, we really don't need this drug called the federal government anymore. And it's time to, you know, go cold turkey on this situation. And so the government is trying to find some way to re-addict us to them on the psychological basis, and none of it's working, and that's why they're in a panic.
Well, the main reason that we are becoming unaddicted and kicking the habit is, just like with heroin or cocaine or alcohol or cigarettes, it starts making you feel so bad, it starts screwing your life up so bad, they kept pushing and squeezing and more and stealing and robbing, and it got so incredibly obvious, and staging terror attacks to make us love them. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And now people are waking up, but I'm concerned because this abusive creature, this pimp, is going to get really aggressive to try to get us back on the plantation. And I think that when he tries to break our jaw, we've got to stand up to him and say, look, I'm not your whore anymore. I mean, I think it really just comes down to that. I mean, all these videos of cops framing people for no reason and laughing about it. We're human beings with cops all the time beat people up and then charge you with assaulting them and then on squad car video talk about how they're going to frame you. I mean, the whole system is beginning to collapse. It's going to happen.
That's exactly right here. I mean, the politicians like to talk about, oh, these people are objecting to this or that policy. No, we're past caring about any of the fine details. The American people are just tired of the system as a whole. They see it as obsolete, as a Cold War relic. It really should have been allowed to fade away at the same time the USSR did. It is time to move on to something new and better.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it. The Cold War meat grinder wants to feed on us now. That's what NORTHCOM is turning the military. I mean, it's not enough we give all our money to the military industrial complex and the banks. Now that we've got to be their actual slaves with troops marching and tanks driving around, suddenly all over the country it's on the news, oh, the army's going to be in the town now with tanks driving around. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, look how hard they're trying to reignite war with Russia. I mean, we were all buddy-buddy with the new Russian republics, and now all of a sudden when they can't sell the war on terror and the war on global warming, now they're trying to create a war with Russia. This government cannot exist unless it's in the process of killing somebody and making us pay for it. And that's really what's coming to an end at this point, because the American people are tired of paying for it. They're tired of bleeding for it. They don't understand why it's our job to go around the world killing brown people.
Excellent points, Mike. Just excellent points. Let's start getting into these video clips because I want to take some calls and also shotgun through some other news. In Houston, they're proposing cameras in citizens' homes. That's Houston Chronicle and local TV. Just out, England says if parents are going to be allowed to have kids, that all the homes will have a camera that Child Protective Services watches 24 hours a day. This is mainstream news out of KFYI television. It's mainstream news out of other major publications. In fact, guys, pull up on screen, UK government to install surveillance cameras in private homes. And then, because I didn't print the whole story, reprint it for me. And link through to the mainstream news article they linked to. The mainstream media is with a straight face reporting that we have to have cameras in our houses now. That's what this textbook says. All children will be taken at birth and raised in government facilities. Most will be sterilized. Only a select few will be tested and allowed to have children. I mean, this is the scientific dictatorship. The government is in competition with the family, with everything. These are control freaks. What is total Pentagon domination? It's the end of the family. Everyone with shaved heads, THX1138, Brave New World. All those movies, all those books, the writers of them admitted it all came from this stuff. This is real. You cannot underestimate the power and the darkness and the evil of these people. Okay, but that's coming up. Let's go ahead and go to the first clip here. Here is the Citizens Saturday, 2 miles from where I sit, at the Randalls off Brody, sitting there, and he's trying to leave. He has just said, I don't care if you're all against it. I'm going to vote for the health care. Here it is. Chasing out in the parking lot. Keep it going. Now look, that's the majority of the people. That is the majority of the people. And my neighbor said it was almost the entire crowd. I mean, look at this. Hundreds of people, and they're all against him. They're sick of his crap. Now, the media says this is a mob, this is fake, this is staged. It was not staged. It was not fake. Let's play another clip now. Let's go ahead and play Castle. Now, whether you believe in the birther thing or not, and Mike doesn't, I'm just looking at it. I agree with him. It looks like it's suspect, but I'm not against those that are looking at it, though. Here is Congressman Castle. Now, I've talked to the guy that shot this video. Turns out he's a listener. He's sending us the raw footage. He said 85, 90% of the crowd were booing and yelling at him on other issues before this. This is nonpartisan. They're just nothing they say is believed. Here it is.
Congressman Castle, I want to know, I have a birth certificate here from the United States of America saying I am an American citizen with a seal on it, signed by a doctor with the hospital administrator's name, my parents, my date of birth, the time, the date. I want to go back to January 20th and I want to know why are you people
We'll finish like 30 seconds. Then he says, I believe Obama's a real citizen. They all booing. Now, what? Regardless of what you think of the birther issue, the people don't buy anything these crooks say. Mike Rivero, stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
A lot of people are talking about Governor Ventura's conspiracy TV show coming out. It is going to be airing on Truth TV, and I'm going to be interviewed for some of the episodes, so I can't wait to be on TV with Jesse Ventura. Certainly fighting the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Mike Rivera with us for 30 minutes into the next hour. We do have William that shot the footage you're seeing popping in for a couple minutes in the next segment. Just another witness. This is nonpartisan. The people don't believe anything the government says. Here it is. The rest of it, where they're booing him.
Well, I know one comment that invites if you're referring to the president there, he is a citizen of the United States.
And then it goes on from there. The majority of the crowd booing. Now, Mike, after our guest leaves us, we'll talk about the birther issue, because I know you've been critical of it. We posted your articles up on InfoWars.com, the WhatReallyHappened.com stories. But regardless, again, this is illustrating what you said. People aren't buying anything. If government said the sky was blue and that water was wet and that Keebler elves like cookies, people wouldn't believe it now.
And you're absolutely right. And the problem is the government has lied to the people so many times now that if there were a real, genuine emergency, the government cannot govern us because we're not going to go along. We don't dare take the risk of being made fools of again. And this is a government which is no longer effective. They've tried. They've ruled us with deception and trickery so long. We don't want to fall for it any longer. If something really bad really did happen and the government tried to marshal the American people in a given direction, even for their own good, it's not going to work because they've lost the trust of the American people. And this means even in the best of intentions, this government cannot function any longer.
Well, Mike, that's my next question I want your take on. We open the phones up. I want to understand this from the listeners, from their perspective. Mexico, North Korea, just because people lose faith doesn't mean that the elites get kicked out, just the society collapses. And the elite look like they know that's going to happen, and they're just going to own the police state and be in power in their armored compounds. But this is different. Our history is different. We're armed. We have this history of freedom. This is going to be an explosive mix, Mike. I don't think we're going to end up like Mexico. I think it's going to end up being an absolute bloodbath.
Well, I tend to lean toward another direction. I agree we're not going to end up like Mexico or North Korea. We could see a revolution hopefully as fast as the one in Romania. But I really do think ultimately that we're going to see the U.S. government basically collapse the way the USSR did with very little bloodshed.
I hope so.
And I really do hope that that is our final outcome. But if there is going to be a bloody revolution, I think it'll be over as quickly as the one in Romania was.
Well, you know, the issue is the enemy has seen what they're doing. They're sociologists, they're psychologists, and they're gearing up, it seems, wanting to have a fight. And, I mean, I don't have some macho strain in me that wants to go out and go up against a bunch of tough guys who were into that, because I know what's going to happen to me and them. I don't know if the tough guys realize this, that fighting people on the right is not like chasing some bank robbers around or going after some meth heads. And when they start trying to break up families and send people to camps, I would not want to be the FBI HRT. I would not want to be the local military. I mean, history actually shows that a highly armed guerrilla force will just smash them.
Well, I'd like to respond to that. First of all, if we let the government decide when a violent confrontation is going to take place, we will lose it because the government is going to basically control the high ground and they're going to control the decision making. But in the end, we, the American people, don't need to march into Washington, D.C. to defeat the federal government, because along with all of that incredible debt, we've got all this foreign investment here in the United States that stays here only because the government has convinced investors it's safe here. So all a revolution has to do to win, they don't have to conquer. They just have to survive, the way Castro did in Cuba.
I just want them to get off our back. I mean, they've got us cornered. They've got us cornered attacking us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ron Paul was on with us last week. He's on with us for 30 minutes tomorrow. So is Steve Quayle for 2 hours on the flu. A bunch of other medical doctors coming on as well tomorrow and the next day to discuss it. Ron Paul's a medical doctor as well. We're going to call him William. He put up the Castle video. That's the Spectre video. I told the guys to put the Spectre up, but I'm wrong, guys. Go ahead and put the Castle video back up. This is Congressman Castle at a town hall meeting in Delaware. This was a bipartisan crowd, and the issue is Tea Parties, Republicans, Democrats get booed off the stage, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn. We're going to play those videos coming up to illustrate that this is bipartisan being booed off the stage. And people are now trying to say this was staged with Castle. So we've got the radio listener of this show, William, on. And William, I would challenge you to just put more of the raw video up to show it's other people in the crowd booing on other issues. Why do you think the establishment is so desperate to make it look like the majority of Americans aren't upset?
Well, that's the game that they've been playing for the longest time now, haven't they, Alex? I mean, they're stuck on the same game plan, and you cannot stop the waking giant.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the giant has just now started having its morning cup of coffee. And just a few minutes ago, politically, a few years ago in the time frame, he was getting out of bed and shaking his head and getting a cold drink of water. I mean, I don't think they can reverse this, but in a nutshell, some people are saying this was staged as well. Where were you? How many people in the crowd? What percentage would you say were upset with him?
I would say 95% of the people in that crowd were upset with him before they even got there. Let's remember that that town hall took place 3 days after his vote for cap and trade, and three quarters of the people in the crowd were seniors. I would say at least 60% were seniors, and you know they were there on top of not only the cap and trade, but also this was supposed to be on health care, and there wasn't anybody representing the insurance company. They had all these talking heads up there from all these different agencies, but no one from the insurance, and it's just you can hear throughout the video. You can find it on my YouTube channel, William Dawes. in Delaware of them talking about every subject. Every subject that man gets booed down, not only the birther thing, that was just a video that took off. He was booed down on cap and trade. He was booed down on the health care. They're questioning him in another footage. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, listen, Mike, I know I forgot. We gave you the UPS number. Sometimes UPS won't let people put numbers down like FedEx. Just mail me a dub of the tapes. And because I want to put it in the Obama film, I also want to just go ahead and put it out and show people what you told me is true, that it was every issue, because this is key. It means the government's losing all confidence. This is happening at every major event, and the establishment's corruption is really showing through here. So let me pay $100 or whatever for your cost of dubbing it and sending it.
Alex, I would never take a dime from you.
Okay, well,
I will send it.
Thank you. I just send it as fast as you can. I want to hold you over, but I want to get a comment from Mike Rivera right now. Mike, you heard him. They're booing him on no matter what it is. They hate his guts. What is happening, Mike?
What is happening is the American people are just sick of the entire system. It's no longer a question of whether you favor one side or the other or one policy or another. People are just tired of the whole thing. It's like buying a computer with a really cruddy operating system. You get sick and tired of looking at all the little problems you got to fix and finally say, okay, it's time to throw the whole thing in the trash and switch over to another brand. It's exactly what's going on here. The American people are tired of the government as a whole.
We did that with Vista, got rid of like 10 computers. It's worthless. We actually found some company sells new boxes with the old operating system. What's the one before Vista, Bill? XP? I know nothing about computers. I just know I've done the exact thing. It's just they are pieces of crap. Okay, we'll be right back with Mike Rivera and William joining us from Delaware. The whole facade is collapsing.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well.
It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Very exciting talking to the Ventura folks during the break and talking to Jesse about stuff we're going to be doing. I tell you, life is good when you're fighting the New World Order. Despite all the death threats and everything else, it's good to be on the side of right here, ladies and gentlemen. Hartman and Neihardt are having a good time in there. What's the latest joke?
No, it was that wave, man. You got to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I'm telling you.
Do what?
The wave you gave just before you went on right there was priceless.
Did you like that? What was the wave? How was it? You know, because we have some fun up here at the office. I basically live up here, except when I leave the compression chamber to go see my children. And you guys are just constantly in there joking around. Was that the wave? Okay, let's get serious. I got really serious news here. See, folks, I try to stay serious about all this stuff that's happening, but it's too much. I've got to have some basic humanity. But then later I watch the show. Sometimes when I screw around, it's like, you know, you need to be more serious. I'm just human, though. We're all human. None of us are perfect. Speaking of only human, look at this. It's up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener and can't see this. This poster being put up by an anonymous person all over Los Angeles is Obama as the Joker. Well, we've changed it to InfoWars.com, and the T-shirts are being manufactured right now. We're going to be the first to have these T-shirts. We're going to have them in by Monday or so of next week. We're having a bunch of different combinations of them made. You can order them right now. They're on the shopping cart at InfoWars.com, along with this T-shirt. Don't Tread on Me, and 20-plus other new ones we've made in the last few months. We got a great place, prints these up right here in America, and they have very low prices on them, and they make them really fast, so they're now. These are being manufactured in the next 2 days. They'll be shipped to us Friday or Monday, and we'll be shipping these out. So get your orders in for the Joker shirt. It's going to have Obama on the front. And one says InfoWars.com. Another version says New World Order. And then another version is just going to say socialism, like the original that some masked man has been putting up. In the Fed, InfoWars.com is going to be on the back. And they'll say, what does that have to do with Obama? And we go, well, that Joker just works for the private Fed. This shirt is going to, you're going to have conversations. People are going to come up to you. Even Obama supporters are going to like Batman movies. They're going to say, is that an insult or a positive thing? And go, it's all about In the Fed. So In the Fed, InfoWars.com on the back. Stop the Criminal on the back of one version, InfoWars.com. So there you have it. The new Joker T-shirts. Get them first at InfoWars.com. You can order them right now. We'll be shipping these bad boys out to you next week. The New World Order poster. They're pulling these down all over Los Angeles. One of the biggest TV stations in L.A. In fact, bring Dew in here, and then we're going to go back to our guest, Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. Bring Dew in here, because this big TV station, guy that leases time on it, aired the Obama deception. Houston TV aired it, too. Come on in here, brother. Dew, come on in here. And they aired half of it. One day, we're going to air the next half the next, and the owner, not the guy leasing it, the guy leases the station full-time, Bandit, he wants to come on the show. Since I've already mentioned this, tell folks, what's the station call letters?
I had it. I could have brought it with me. I'll go back and get it.
Run in and get it. But the point is, a lot of people called us about this. They're pulling these posters down. They won't let us air the Obama deception on TV. They are censoring this. Don't let them stop you. We've got this image up on InfoWars. Email it out to people. Or buy the t-shirt. Okay, enough said. InfoWars.com or call toll free to get the t-shirts. 888-253-3139. Going back to Mike Rivero and William. So, William, you shot this Newcastle. You shot this Newcastle stuff. In closing, you're saying that the people were booing. You're saying that on every issue he brought up, they were against him, and you're going to send us that footage. Hey, even better, why not just upload those other clips showing that it was just everything he said they weren't buying?
They're all there. They're all up there on the William Dawes in Delaware YouTube channel. And
oh,
let
good.
Me just say, what's happened since this video has come out is Mike Castle and 10 other congressmen have gotten together and looked at this footage and seen the way the people have reacted, and now they are not doing any more town hall meetings. Now, I am trying to find out where he's going to be during this recess, and if he doesn't have any public town hall meetings or is not willing to take questions, then he can be looking for me when he goes back into session, because I will go down to Washington. It is not that far from here.
Oh, no, listen, if they sequester themselves like true tyrants and stop talking to the people, you go to his house and protest, because these are our representatives. They're selling us out to offshore foreign banks. It is our right. It is our duty to peaceably let them know our right to assemble and petition for a redress of grievances. Yeah, all over the country. That's another issue. They're canceling town halls, or like Cheney did and Bush did by 2006 when they had, you know, totally dead approval ratings. They would give you tickets and then arrest people that had anti-Bush stickers in the parking lot. Remember that? Mike Rivero, this is the last phase, isn't it? When they start bivouacking and hiding in their armored keeps far away from the people. Isn't this the last act of a tyrant?
What it is, it's signs of a government that is deathly afraid of its own people. And you contrast that with the videos that we saw of Saddam Hussein before the invasion, where he was just walking in the streets without armor and protection. And then you turn around and you see Dick Cheney in his car with the 2.5-inch thick Lexan windows. And yeah, this government is terrified of the people. They're trying to figure out some way they can keep control, but they're scared. They are scared of us right now.
Well, that's a great point you make about Saddam Hussein, the CIA protege. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but No. He would go everywhere with people with machine guns dancing around him. You don't see our little cowardly criminal Geithners and people doing that.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. And it really is an indication that our government has really taken care of itself, and they've abandoned the needs of the people. And they know it. They know we know it. And yes, it's a symptom of the coming crash.
Well, William had to go. He was at work. I apologize to making him hold and not letting him finish, but you know, that's my trademark. So, William, we'll have you back up as a guest. We really appreciate you. William is not his name. That's the name of his YouTube channel. And he's going to send us the raw video. But I didn't know he had the other booing going on. And see, if people don't get why I'm so excited, every congressman and Democrat you know and that we know, we see these videos every day as being booed. They could be talking about the price of a ham sandwich. People are booing them. And unless you're a Ron Paul or a Dennis Kucinich, whether you love them or hate them, they actually stand for what they stand for and will listen to you and do what they say they're going to do. And so we're winning. I mean, this is really happening. Mike, I mean, I don't usually get you on for over an hour and just talk about one subject, but isn't this the one overarching big subject?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'm seeing all the signs that the federal government cannot sustain itself much longer. And I think the state governments need to start making serious plans, contingency plans, on moving themselves and their economies forward in the event of a collapse of the federal government. And they need to start looking at issuing their own currencies. They need to make those plans now. They can't wait until the collapse is upon them, because then it's going to be panic and there's going to be chaos. If anybody, any state governors listening to this, if you're smart, you will very quietly start making your preparations now for the possibility that you may be in a country without a federal government in the very, very near future.
Yeah. Super analysis, Mike. I want to blitz through some news and take some calls with you. Hell, I'll keep you the whole rest of the hour if you can do it, Mike, or do you have to get back to the TV show?
No, I can stay till the top of the hour.
All right, you're awesome, because I got a host of issues I want to go through. Let's play now the clip of Senator Spector and one of his other minions being booed off the stage as well on other issues of health care. So he says, let's do this fast. We got to ram this through. And his own constituents begin booing. Here's Arlen Spector.
I mean, the turnout today and across and the interest that's being shown across the country demonstrates how personal and how important health care is to citizens across the country. Largely, I think people's apprehension about this, about what's pending in Congress at this point is because they're unsure of what's going to wind up happening. It's a matter of trust and whether or not they're being represented in Congress the right way. So my question to you is, when congressmen scoff at the notion of reading legislation because they aren't qualified or they aren't competent to understand it, how can we be confident that those congressmen are competent to re-engineer the entire healthcare system?
I am not a member of Congress, have never been. Well, that's just a fact. I'm just telling you, my observation is I have never seen members of Congress work harder, and it is unacceptable to me for somebody to hours and hours.
That's the Health and Human Services Secretary with Spector.
Read the legislation and tell them to go back and read it.
We do.
Hit pause. Here comes Spector. Now, what can they do? They say no one's been allowed to read it. She goes, oh, that sounds reasonable. Make them read it. Because the crowd's going, no, and they look scared. Now, listen to what Spector says, and everybody goes wild. We'll do that after the break, get Mike's take on it. But see, this is why I kept saying We Are Change and 9/11 Truth and all this is so big. As soon as the public saw us, myself going back all these years ago, videotaping my own confrontations, bringing up, once the public learns how to do this, it's over. It's over. So no wonder Bush had people hide with wheelchairs in alleys to run out, run wheelchairs into us and scream, they've attacked my daughter, because they were trying to demonize us, but they've been caught now. So this is so exciting. We'll be right back after this quick break. The people are awakening.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $953.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $980.75, $490.37 for the half ounce, or $245.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $980.75, $490.37, and $245.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Why the unions are big business men, and it's going out as a dinosaur.
All right, here's Alan Spector coming up, taking the microphone away from Health and Human Services Secretary, and the public doesn't buy his bull for a second. Here it is.
My practice, when you have a bill, and we have a lot of them, and there are 1,000 pages, is to take my tax staff, and we divide up the bill. We have to make judgments very fast. We give about... And every bill is read thoroughly and understood by me before I vote.
Look at them desperately going, we want to euthanize you. We want government to control you. Hammer and sickle. Foreign bankers rule us. Let us rape you more. No. Now they're saying that was staged. You know, this giant auditorium, vast majority booing them. It's all staged. Now, do you have the Cornyn being booed? First, let's get Mike's take on this. Mike, I mean, this is actually starting to even freak me out. I mean, the public is just, I guess once the facade drops, it really drops. Where is, I don't think all their Northcom bullying is going to work. What do you say?
No, it isn't. You know, Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto made an observation about Americans just before the attack on Pearl Harbor. Said America is the sleeping giant. They're very slow to anger, but once you get them there, watch out. And I think we're there. I think we're really there. I'm listening to these crowds. I have never heard anything like this in my entire lifetime. I think this is definitely the start of the final stage of this government. And again, it's not one policy. It's not one individual. I know Mr. Magic Bullet is up there and people are, they're fed up with his lies. They're just disaffected with the system as a whole. And they're looking at how badly the government has mismanaged everything. I mean, they've already run out of money on the cash for clunkers, and they want to take over health care. And the bottom line is what we wanted for health care was to stop spending money on war and spend that money on Americans. What Obama's plan is, we're still going to pay 50% of everything we make to support the war machine and pay more for health care. That's the deal we have right now.
And the money to the bankers, $23.7 trillion. People now found out the Fed paid banks not to loan to us to keep the economy depressed so they could consolidate. I mean, man, this, folks, this is dangerous. I mean, this is serious. And the police are delusional and arrogant. The government is, and they think they've got us. And I mean, tell you, it is going to be one hell of a collision. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Cornyn. See, the media is making it only Democrats getting booed because they want to make it look like the party in power. No, it's everybody getting booed. This is Cornyn coming to a tea party he basically organized trying to hijack it. Now, again, this is the libertarians, liberals, and conservatives saying, no, we don't like you, Cornyn. Same thing happened to Rick Perry. Here it is.
As the senator was trying to speak, many were calling him a traitor. Cornyn was the only senator who did not vote on the stimulus plan. He had previously announced that he will be taking a stand against what he thinks is wasteful spending and unprecedented government growth. The senator even had a few words about Governor Sarah Palin's recent resignation announcement.
It's a little hard to know what to make of it. It could be a very shrewd move to allow her
okay,
to prepare for
it.
The 2020.
That was the media spinning it. They were booing him over the Trans-Texas Corridor. I think they tried to imply because he didn't vote for the stimulus, they were mad. Like all these libertarians, we want more government! Ah! I mean, boy, I tell you, the media, Mike Rivero, your take on this.
Do you remember during the aborted attempt at a coup d'etat in Iran where the corporate media took pictures of a pro-Ahmadinejad rally and they captioned them as anti-Ahmadinejad and we caught them on it and BBC was forced to apologize? We're seeing the same thing all over again. They're hearing all this screaming and they're trying to say, okay, what do we want to portray the American people are against, and we'll put that label on there. And they're completely misrepresenting what all of this anger is about.
Because yeah, I may have to replay that because I meant to play a Patriots raw footage and then we play a newscast, but it's kind of good we did because it, unless I missed that, was the media acting like the Tea Party was mad because they wanted the stimulus?
Something like that. I mean, it's almost a joke. It's like they're trying to show the crowds, raise our taxes, raise our taxes. And, you know.
Listen to this. One time I've been burning UN flags all week long at different events. It was getting on the news, and a local Democrat shows up, burns an American flag, and they put it on the news with close shots that it was me burning the American flag when I was burning a UN flag. I mean, that's how deceptive these guys are. Stay there, Mike. I want to get into the other issue of police framing people and take phone calls on a host of issues like the CPS wants cameras in everybody's homes, period. You got a baby? We're going to watch you with a camera. It's George Orwell on steroids. It's all coming up straight ahead. And Rob Dew's got the name of that TV station that banned the Obama deception.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread.
You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Rob Boone, we don't want to make a controversy out of this yet, but there's a popular TV show that airs in Los Angeles. They air different films on the second biggest TV station, broadcast station in the country. We're talking to the guy that aired the Obama deception. I even got some feedback. I was actually in L.A. when it was on, working on some other exciting things. But the point is that they have banned it airing the part two.
Right. So We the People TV, they get an hour of time from the station's called KXLA. And Abraham is the head of We the People TV. Anyway, he called me up. They wanted to air Obama deceptions. We sent it to him. And he couldn't cut it down. He wanted to try to get it into 1 hour, and he said he couldn't do it. So they aired part one. And he said the response was huge. People were calling him up. A lot of people were thankful that he put it on. Some people didn't want to believe it. And he said, well, just research the information. You know, he watched, and he said it's all spot on. And then part two was supposed to air the next week. And I think that, so it would have been the 19th and the 26th. It was supposed to air part two, and they didn't air it. And the owner of the station kept calling up Abraham and sending him emails saying, hey, what's your next program? What's your next program? He keeps telling him, it's on your desk. Part two is what we're going to air. That's our next program. And they won't do it. So he's going to go have a meeting with this guy and find out.
Yeah, once we find out the skinny, we'll put out a press release about it being censored. That's why we shot that video yesterday where I'm encouraging everybody to get the free copy, the best YouTube we found, and email it out to everyone, because I counted it up, over 20 million views free online. This one we're sending out to have, we're 3 million or at 3 million. Very, very exciting what's happening. We have got, because this thing shatters the left-right paradigm, exactly what's happening with these crowds right now. So great job, Rob Du.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you. Rob is doing work on the film, camera work, and producing, doing a fabulous job. And Hooge, and a.k.a. Paul Hartman, and Mr. Neihart, Jaron's doing a great job. Just want to thank the crew. Going back now, and because I want to put some bookends on this, with the whole left-right paradigm shattering, crowds going after people everywhere, we just played you Cornyn. Lastly, here's Alex Jones 12 years ago, or this would be 1997 or 98, recently resurfaced on the web. They actually found a low hit version. I've seen one with about 100,000 views out there. But go ahead and roll. Here I am confronting Lloyd Doggett at another grocery store.
Here it is. Through piecemeal ever since William Jefferson Clinton and the Clintonistas got in. And the main question that I have to you is about the national ID card and the thumb scanners that are being put in the state police departments to get driver's license across the state. Your state, Texas, since 94, has been thumb scanning all to get a driver's license. And now, in the 1997 record, Clinton has now entered it in that he wants urine and blood testing for 25% randomly selected. Now, I know that's two questions. Can you first say what your stance is on the national ID card with privacy issues? And then can you answer the urine and blood testing that's now in the Federal Register?
Well, you've asked me about a series of things. One of them is thumbprinting by state police departments. And my suggestion is that you take it up with George Bush. To the extent that there are decisions made by the Texas Department of Public Safety that are done here in the state of Texas.
Sir, it's a federal program.
They are state administered here.
It was mandated by President Clinton.
I suggest that you take up with the state of Texas the way it's operating, and if it doesn't want to do these programs, for it to contact me and other people in the delegation and express that concern.
And then it won't get its highway money.
I welcome your forwarding your concern.
That's extortion, sir. That's extortion.
If you came out to do a radio program, you want to ask questions, but if you want to have a show, you're
the... People can talk for 10 minutes. I'm going to ask these questions.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes.
You had the first 10 minutes of Congressman Dodd.
Do you have any other questions that you'd like to ask?
Yes, I have a question to ask you. My question is about the militarization of the police and secret military programs. It was on September 23rd, Blair NewsHour. It's been in all the major papers. What's going on with the Delta Force and local police departments here in Central Texas?
What specifically about?
Al A. Philippus on May 5th kicked out the Delta Force from Bear County in San Antonio for attempting to bribe him.
I'm not familiar
with it. I have it on video.
Well, I'd be glad to get it, and then I'll be glad to comment on it.
I have another question for you, sir.
Okay.
And I'm asking these questions quickly. Others have
talked. Sure, you are.
Patty, I don't appreciate
I don't appreciate your attitude, sir. You had the first time. You're welcome to come out and ask your questions. But all these other people have rights, too.
I appreciate you abusing American citizens. You're abusing American. Don't you hit me. He tried to hit me. Don't you abuse American citizens. You're a CFR trash. You're selling this country out.
Thank you for coming out.
We're going to stand against you. You remember that, buddy.
Thank you for coming out.
We stand against you for the Constitution of the United States of America.
Goodbye.
Yeah, you got it. No, we're out here. Let's go.
Where's the diamond?
He tried to... You are a worm.
According to their wishes.
Anyways, show me marching out. That was the fun part. This is actually from some local TV show I did. There's another version, unedited, where you see you're actually pushing me from somebody else's camera and being escorted out. Yeah, it's coming up here in just a minute. Anyways, the point is, hey... 1997, 98, I think it was 97. We've come a long way from this to now giant crowds chanting him down. You see, in the beginning, keep rolling it, the patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Yeah, let's get the end. The end's good here.
You have
screaming
an ice day too, bootlicker.
Rewind it. Mike Rivero, you're great sitting through all this, but it makes the show more informative. Back it up.
Conflagration's coming, smiley face slave. You're like the people that supported the Nazis, and you will pay. Let's go. You have a nice day too, bootlicker.
Man, Mike Hansen has got hundreds of hours of all of this. And I know ours is just rotting in some storage thing for 10 years and 100-degree heat. I know my tapes are ruined. Like, why do I even have storage sheds full of these things? There's just hour after hour after hour after hour, and most of the gold hadn't been put on the web. Smiley face slave, the conflagration is coming. And, Mike, it is coming now. Look at us 12 years later. What's happening to Lord Doggett now?
Well, listen, I got to tell you one thing. First comment I have for you, Alex, you got to stop sugarcoating this stuff and start telling these people how you really feel about it.
Oh, man. But, I mean, look at the change from 12 years ago. Mike, you were doing this 12 years ago, 15 years ago.
I was doing this 15 years ago, and yes, it is an amazing change here. And just looking back over this, I don't know, I'm not ready to get into that nostalgia phase yet because we've still got a long way to go here, and this is the crisis point. But yes, looking back, it is such a shock of what it was like in those early days when there were just a few of us out there, and we were getting death threats and attacks and hackers, and you know, the government was wrecking my career in Hollywood and just all that stuff. And now it's reversed around now where the American people know we've been telling them the truth all along. The government has been lying. They're upset. They're angry. They're not going to put this genie back in the bottle. And I think it's an even money bet whether the federal government will even be here by the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, we can do whatever we want if we just believe in it and take action and have the truth on our side. I do want to go to some phone calls here, but before you leave us, Mike, I want to get into just all the other incredible news. UK government to install surveillance cameras in private homes. The Times of London, The Telegraph, and others are reporting this like it's no big deal. And they're saying, oh, parents whose kids get in any type of trouble at school, or toddlers that have, if you're poor, you're at risk. We actually cover this in Endgame where they say kids are put on probation at 2 because of, quote, bad gene pools, that you will now have cameras in the home. Let's just do this now, then we'll go to calls and cover the other news. UK government to install surveillance cameras in private homes. The UK government is about to spend $700 million to install surveillance cameras inside private homes of citizens to ensure that children go to bed on time, attend school, and eat proper meals. This is a boil down from Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, but he has the links to the mainstream news story. In fact, guys, go to the original online and click on his links. I want folks to see the mainline stories on this because they'll be in denial. Now the government is embarking on a scheme called Family Intervention Projects, which will literally create a nanny state on steroids with social services goons and private security guards given an authority to make regular home checks to ensure parents are raising their children correctly. Telescreens will be installed. They already have these all over the streets. I've been yelled at them in England as a face yelling orders at you. So it's two-way cameras. So government spies keep an eye on the parents are mistreating kids and whether the kids are fulfilling their obligations under pre-signed contracts with the schools. In the beta test, 2,000 families have been targeted for the program so far, and the government wants to snare 20,000 more in the next 2 years, and the taxpayer will pay for it. Now, same thing in the U.S. You get in trouble now for petty things, and they say, well, take a bracelet and take a camera in your house. And then soon it's just everybody has to do it. I mean, Mike Rivero, yesterday I played a news clip out of San Antonio where the federal government is saying they may chip federal employees. So, see, they always abuse their enforcers first, so then the enforcers will say, okay, then it's reasonable for me to make citizens do it if I'm being abused. Mike Rivero.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the mentality is, well, if I went along with it, you should as well. But the question is not whether or not you've got a chip. It's whether you're going to be targeted using it. I mean, if everybody has a TV camera in their home, that's one thing. The question is who specifically is being watched and targeted. There may be cameras in the homes of congressmen and federal employees, but nobody's going to be watching them because they're the quote-unquote good guys. The thing is, when a system goes in like this, it doesn't abuse everybody. It just abuses the targeted few that the government feels are a real threat.
Well, but I mean, everybody's read 1984, or at least knows what Big Brother is. Mm-hmm. Cameras in school bathrooms now, cameras in our homes. I'm sure you've seen the video of the police in Florida framing the poor lady because they Absolutely. Run into her. And then, I mean, and just, it's funny, framing somebody, ruining their life. These guys have no conscience.
No, they absolutely do not, and there's no question this is a police state, and it's 1984 all over again. And again, it is a symptom of incredible fear and paranoia on the part of the government. And the more they do stuff like this, the more the TV cameras go up, the more the intrusiveness and the reading of the emails, the more angry the American people are going to get because they recognize it for what it is. The American people are smelling blood in the water. They understand the government must be very weak to be taking these kind of draconian measures to protect itself.
Well, also, there's a psyop going on. I thought federal statistics were that crime had dropped 25%, and I was right. I hadn't looked at federal crime statistics for murder since 2000 when I was working on a film, and it was a 25% drop from 1982, the previous crime, manslaughter or murder statistic. And overall crime plunge from 82 at the peak of the, you know, drug war and all that, all the way down until the last time I looked in 2000, it was a 25%. It's 39% drop now in homicides. I was looking at these federal statistics last night. 39% drop, but Americans believe there are more homicides because the government and the media are lying.
Yeah, they're trying to keep up the level of fear. Government needs there to be crime in the streets in order to get us psychologically dependent on the police force. But the police don't actually stop crime. They're never present to prevent crime. They always show up after the fact, stand around in their nice impressive uniforms and promise justice, which is a fancy name for revenge. But you know the old saying, when seconds count, the police will be there in minutes. More crimes are thwarted by citizens carrying their own firearms than by the police, and that is an absolute fact of life in America. And so as we start thinking about a world without a gigantic dictatorial federal government, we have to realize we can take care of ourselves a lot better than the federal government can take care of us.
And exactly, and I want to be clear, we have a great history of good police and military in this country, and there's a lot of great cops. I see changing tires and helping at car wrecks and, you know, helping when somebody goes crazy and kills their wife, and I've run into a lot of Austin cops that are great people. And I even like the Austin police chief, even though he does a lot of unconstitutional stuff. He really believes what he's doing. You know, the issue here is, though, there are videos surfacing every day of cops framing people. And the cops are so ignorant and so calm with, and that's how normal criminals get caught, is they commit the crime so many times they get lackadaisical, they get overconfident. And their own squad car videos are busting them most of the time, or citizens now more and more, or neighbors are videotaping with a camera, you know, in the bushes or on their front porch and pick up the cops framing people. And I don't even play these videos here 9 times out of 10 because it's depressing. I'm not on some jihad or some crusade out to get the police. I grew up watching the police where I live deal drugs in Rockwall, Texas. The sheriff, while I was in high school, went to prison for dealing drugs. I knew. I was at a few parties, and I wasn't in the drug crowd where drugs were delivered by police and sheriff's deputies. You know, because the older brother would be there with his girlfriend, and, oh, look, I got some ecstasy or marijuana from the, you know, from the cop. And you'd be an off-duty cop. And so then I'd see the same cop involved in drug raids at the school. And I went, something's wrong here. And, you know, they've had cases in New York City where they fired 70%+ of their detectives over drug dealing. Now they don't fire them. Remember the Luke Radowski footage? I don't know if you've seen this. It's in Truth Rising, Mike, where they march up, the police do, and say, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb and arrest you if you don't stop protesting. And they grab his camera and say, this is a gun. The police have reached a new level of corrupt when on camera they will frame you. I mean, they all, and when you watch these cops framing this lady in Florida, it's funny. She's done nothing and they're framing her and they're laughing. I mean, that is scary, Mike.
Well, what it seems like to me is because of all the veterans that are being hired into the police force, it's not too surprising that the police are starting to treat American citizens the way our army's been treating the Iraqi people. And it's understandable. I don't have to like it, and I certainly don't. But that's exactly what's going on. They're going crazy with those taser guns because they've been assured they're non-lethal. They're tasering pregnant women and grandmothers and dogs. And it's just this big old joke of, you know, pull the trigger and watch the people scream and dance around. You know, isn't that a fun way to spend Friday night?
Yeah, it's a crazy arrogantness because listening to these police videos, they are getting off on it. It's like they're crazy frat guys that have been given a lot of adrenaline and power, and they're going wild. Meanwhile, the citizens are really starting like the Hulk to, I mean, really start getting mad.
Well, that's what we're seeing in all these political rallies where people are screaming at the government because that's the visible face of the government. People are very unhappy with life in the United States. The government claimed to be controlling everything. The government is going to take the blame. The Democrats are catching most of it because we, the people, handed them Congress and the White House expecting change, and we just got more of the same. So like it or not, the Democrats are in control. They're going to catch the blame for this. The Republicans are catching it too. Americans are realizing it isn't one party or the other. It's the system as a whole has gone completely out of control. It's become fascist.
It has. Foreign corporate interest used the federal government as a giant nozzle to scoop up and suck up all our money and treasure and, most importantly, our freedoms. WhatReallyHappened.com is the website of our guest, Mike Rivero. He's a talk show host right here on Genesis in the evenings. He also, of course, is in the film Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmes. Excellent film folks should get at InfoWars.com. We're going to come back, and for two short segments, because I got to let Mike go at 5 after Tarpley's coming up, and we don't want to abuse his time, we're going to take your call straight ahead on the other side.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item.
This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Webster Tarpley's coming up to get into eugenics with us. He's read the White House battle plan on how to take all your children at birth, how to sterilize them. By the way, Express, Daily Express, it says 20,000 parents will have 24-hour CCTV cameras watching every move they make. That they eat proper meals, go to bed on time, the children will be taken. Basically, the first time they make a mistake by armed security guards. Everything is to be a prison. And the United States is going to be the same way. And when they're done, all of your children will be taken and raised in dormitories and turned against you by the state. They mean business. They're so bold. Mike Rivero, what is wrong with the Brits? I mean, they're already proposing this in Houston, too. I mean, does their government think they'll put up with anything?
Well, I think all governments assume that their people will put up with everything until they cross that line and there's a backlash. I mean, if you look at the history of most nations that have had serious political upheavals, it all starts with the government just taking that one step too far across the line. It's like it says right in the Declaration of Independence, people are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. But when you get over that line, I mean, that's the mistake that Charles I made. It's the mistake Ceausescu made, Louis XVI, Mussolini. Sooner or later, every tyrant crosses that line where the people just say, okay, this is really more than we can stand. And there's going to be a huge backlash. I think we're very close to it here in the United States. I don't know what's wrong with the British putting up with this kind of constant surveillance. And who knows? Maybe there's drugs in the water over there. But all I can tell to our British listeners is, remember, I've been to that Tower of London. That big wood block still is there and ready to be used when you finally reach that breaking point.
Well, there's no doubt that it's brainwashing. Todd in Texas, then John, Aaron, Derek, Ralph. Todd, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This will be a good segue from Mike into Webster Tarpley. I want to discuss just a public confrontation. We had a visit from the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He's also the Assistant Director of International Affairs on Climate Change. His name is Landon Van Dyke, and he came to visit A&M here in Corpus. And I got a chance to ask him about John Holdren. And he said, oh, yeah, John, you know, great guy. And I read him the quote about the forced abortions and things like that in Ecoscience. And I read the quote, and it was quite a dramatic moment. And I ended it by saying, and if you do not believe me, you know, this Ecoscience book is located here on this campus in the library for you to check out for yourself. And he basically danced around it and said that, you know, there are certain people who are in government. He admitted that have certain programs, we have to make sure that they don't get in power to realize those programs. And I said, but one thing is the problem here is that they're already in power.
Absolutely. Wow. Do you have video of that? I'd love to put a clip of that in the film.
Okay. Yes. One of our local group members of our
Listen, anything on eugenics, the film's done in the next month. I need footage like that. Our P.O. box is on the site. Just send the tape and a letter that I can use it, and it'll be in the film. God bless you, sir. Great points. Glad you called, Todd. Yeah, I haven't asked you about this. What do you think of eco-science and them wanting to terraform the planet and take everybody's children at birth and sterilize the population and drug the water? I have to tell you, Mike, I've read most of the book now. A lot of this has already been implemented covertly.
Well, it's a continuation of the eugenics movement from the 1930s here in the United States. And, you know, people justly criticize Adolf Hitler for a lot of the race hygiene policies that he pursued in Nazi Germany. But they don't remember that he got most of his inspiration from work that was being done here in the United States. And there were forced abortions. There was forced sterilization of so-called undesirable genes, with undesirable simply being criminal activity or prostitution or anything like this. And again, it is a group of people or an individual who decides that they have the right to control other people's lives and reproductive behavior. It's another excuse for tyranny and dictatorship.
All right. I'm going to try to give each caller a minute or so when we get back. John, Aaron, Derek, and Ralph, your quick comments or questions for Mike Rivera, our guest at Webster Tarpley, waiting in the wings straight ahead. Look, the shirts are being made right now. Be the first to get one. They're available at Infowars.com. The Obama Joker. This baby says a lot, doesn't it? Get your t-shirt today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
No matter where these people hide, they can have town hall meetings everywhere, but they will be shut down. When they were at reserve, they got shut down. When they had a press conference, we protested in front of it. These people will fall.
Yeah, we're seeing videos and calls from everywhere that everywhere government goes now, they're being shouted down and confronted, and people are uploading the video to YouTube so it becomes real in cyberspace, and other people realize everybody else is angry like them. Mike, isn't that the final illusion to fall? We all don't believe in the government and the corrupt system, but we feel like we're alone. That final illusion that we're the minority is now dropping.
Yeah, absolutely, you are correct. I mean, the government has held on to power by selling this lie that anybody who doesn't believe in the government is mentally ill, they're a loner, they're a loser, they smell bad in closed rooms, that you should stay away from them. And now, as we're seeing from these videos, distrust of the government, resentment of the government, hate of the government is now the majority opinion in the United States of America.
Well, take the DHS report saying protesting the Fed is terror. That was an attempt at a chilling effect to scare us to shut up. They can't get all of us.
Well, it didn't work because it just angered people even more. Like I said, the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to get them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's what's happening right now.
Absolutely. Great job, John. Keep it up in Louisiana. Aaron in California, you're on the air right now. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's good to talk to you. To continue the eugenics talk here, I want to bring up the transhumanist movement and how that ties directly.
Yeah, Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO, started that in the 50s, saying eugenics had been exposed. They had to change the name to transhumanism and bioethics.
Exactly. And I actually made a film on this called The Age of Transitions, which is Google Video now, that if people want to watch it.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I may have seen that. Was that out a few months ago?
That's been out for quite a few months now. I made it in 2008. It's not 2009. And I continue to cover this issue, and I'm working on more material, too, specifically about transhumanism. And,
well, you know what I'm so proud of? I'm going to put you on hold and later go back to you if you want to hold for Tarpley. But, Mike, it's that listeners, and I'm not bragging. This is what's actually scary exciting. Every time, it seems, some famous video comes out or somebody confronts a politician or some big activist news comes out, we later find out probably 90% of the time it's our audience. My audience of millions isn't just millions. They're all activists. So yes. Is your audience. I mean, that has really got to scare the system.
Yes, absolutely. And people everywhere, they're not willing to stay silent anymore. They're not willing to go along anymore. They're realizing that we've come down to the wire. We're either going to do something about the future of our nation or it's going to be dictated to us. People are very angry. They understand. I think in a way this last election was kind of the final straw because we all went, we worked through the system, we voted for the candidate, and we still got screwed. And I think that's the reason Americans are saying, okay, the system really is broken. We cannot affect change going through the rules they say that we should follow.
And a couple weeks after Obama was elected, Biden, with a bunch of big wig Democrats on the West Coast in Oregon, says, look, everybody's going to hate us 6 months into office. We got to ram everything through. We need you big wigs to stay with us. Don't worry, you'll get all your campaign goodies. So they cold-bloodedly know all Obama was a stumbling block to block people while the elite stole some more goods.
That's absolutely true. You're absolutely correct about that.
Man, I tell you, it's crazy. Mike Rivero, always wonderful having you on with us. We'll see you again next month. I have a sneaking suspicion we'll have you on before that. Take care okay. And keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Look forward to talking to you again.
God bless you. There goes Mike Rivero in Hawaii. By the way, I'm excited about these new t-shirts at InfoWars.com. We're manufacturing them right now. Only takes a week. We're going to be the first to have them. Get your order in now.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards.
Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got 52 minutes left in this transmission. Tomorrow, Steve Quayle and Ron Paul. Ron Paul joining us last week and again this week. So, big transmission lined up tomorrow. Very informative. Because it's clear as government collapses, as confidence collapses, and the offshore banks robbing us, as people figure out both parties are controlled by offshore interest, the kleptocracy, the offshore plutocrats, the polycentric bankers, as Webster Tarpley calls them, the elite are going to try to stage some crises. Flu, outbreak, hysteria, martial law announcements. It's not going to work. But we're covering that tomorrow. Webster also has some breaking news on what's happening in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, have you ever seen the movie Starship Troopers? Webster Tarpley is kind of like our brain bug. I'm just teasing Tarpley. No, I mean, he's just such a smart guy, has so many great answers to so many things. So we're going to be talking to Webster here in just one moment. But I want to go to Ted Anderson first for about 2 minutes quickly, because gold is up another $8+ today, $8 and change. Ted is at the very end. And when this is gone, it's gone. But he happened to buy when it dipped of gold at the 910, 911 level. He bought silver when it was over a dollar under what it is now, and he's passing those savings on to you. The brokers are there right now. Get out of gold. I mean, get out of the dollar. Get out of all these things. Get into gold. Get into silver, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese are starting to get out of the treasury notes. I believe in getting into gold and into silver and getting out of these other paper currencies. That is what I believe in, and you cannot beat these deals that we're looking at. And Ted, how important is it that we see the Chinese last week and this week not buying U.S. treasuries when they were dumped on the market?
Well, Alex, we all know that the long-term trend here is that the Chinese and not everybody else in the world is going to get away from the U.S. treasuries, because the United States dollar is no longer going to be traded as the world reserve currency. And since that's happening, and since every nation in the world has pretty much looked at doing something different, the U.S. treasuries are going to get sold and the value of the dollar is going to go down. That means that all this money that they're sitting on is coming back home here and competing with the money that we've earned. And again, another assault on the value of the U.S. dollar. That's all it is. And you're right, gold is up $8 today. I'm still holding the prices at the same level when gold was at 9/11, which that puts the British sovereign at 266. It puts the franc at 216. And for those of you who listened to the show yesterday or even last week, you know that that's the price that it was back down there at that 913 level. I don't know how I can make it easier for you to buy gold. Same thing with the silver. Now, the Lakotas have gone up a bit, and they're at 1974, but I'm still sitting here with these walking liberties at 869. That is exactly the same price when silver was down there at that $11 and 58 cent or whatever it was back when it hit that bottom. I just can't remember exactly where. So obviously, with silver now on the $14 level, close to $15 an ounce, $14.79 for a high today. That's a wonderful buy, and I can't urge you enough to take a look at gold and silver. The long term trend is that the dollar is going to be losing value, and things with commodities of real value like gold and silver will go up.
Ted, again, I'm about to go to Webster Tarpley, kind of our omnibudsman of research. But again, this really is a smoking awesome deal. If I had money right now, I would be buying gold. I am going to buy some silver of those Walking Liberties. How long till you run out of those?
Well, I'm looking at a supply of about 50 bags, which is $1,000 face value per bag, which comes to 100,000 coins. It really depends upon how many people are buying them. The supply is depleting. If it gets to be anything like it was back when silver hit $20 an ounce, I won't even have them to sell to you at any price. That's what happened just a couple years ago. So obviously, right now is a good time to be getting in.
Well, not a couple years ago. That was last year. You couldn't get gold or silver. A lot of people are still really low, and they rip people off. You've got great deals. Here's the toll-free number. I believe in gold and silver. I believe that we need to move away from the dollar, away from paper, away from derivatives. It is so important. The elite are pumping their tens of trillions they've stolen from us with the bailout back into the market. That is institutional buyers. That's big money buyers. This is a sucker's rally. The real economy is imploding. You need to get into gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there right now. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Ted Anderson is the brain bug of the gold bug industry. 800-686-2237. Now, let me just, before we get into Saudi Arabia and then eugenics, because that's the main reason I have Webster here in the limited time, I want to ask Webster separately. We're hearing a lot of propaganda about the economy. You're an economist, author, historian, who's really proven that you're a great political and economic mind out there. I really respect you, and I don't say that for many guests. Folks know I'm really singling somebody out that I really have come to admire even more than I did a few years ago with his foresight and research. But they're saying green shoots, everything's wonderful, the economy's great. Meanwhile, jobless soaring, home sales plunging, every major indicator falling apart, even their cooked books. The Chinese and others aren't buying U.S. treasuries. They're slowing down their purchase. The globalists are monetizing debt. Is this another sucker's rally like 2 years ago telling us everything's wonderful? And are they so panicked they're moving into saying everything's fine now because they've over-fear-mongered and they believe they've lost control? Or is everything really peachy king? Or are we getting a window into the truth with the Wall Street Journal and CNBC reporting, Geithner screaming, cussing, fights, panicking behind the scenes as he bullwhips the Fed chairman and others into following his policies? What is really going on, Webster Tarpley?
Well, it fits right into what Ted Anderson was saying. The main danger now is hyperinflation, and we may be in the early phases of hyperinflation. I'm not quite prepared to say that this is it, but the straws in the wind are multiplying. Now, hyperinflation would mean that you get up to the Dow 15,000 and 20,000, and indeed Dow 35,000. Why not? Except those dollars are going to be converging on worthless. And if you look at the hyperinflation picture, the basic underlying dynamic is you've got this huge dollar overhang. $4 to $5 trillion are out there as euro dollars, Chinese-owned dollars or treasury securities. This is basically the same thing. Same for Japan, Russia, European Union, Saudi Arabia that I'll get to in a minute. All of these countries have huge amounts of dollars. The situation is extremely unstable. Any kind of military event, a military defeat for the U.S., something shocking, unpredicted. It used to be back in the in the day that if the president had a health problem, that could also have a tremendous effect on these markets, and could again today if it turns out that Obama.
Why is Obama's plunging approval rating making the stock market go up?
No, I don't. I think this is separate. In other words, what you've got is what Obama has done or presided over is the $24 trillion being pumped in. Now that's a credit line. It doesn't mean it's all out there, but it's all in danger of coming out. So $24 trillion for Wall Street, maybe $300 billion for the average person for infrastructure. So now we've got the bankers defeating the people under Obama by 80-0 to 1. But at the same time, real production is collapsing. You look at U.S. industrial production, it continues to fall. World trade is down 40% from where it was around the middle of last year. So this means now that you've got fewer and fewer goods, fewer and fewer commodities being chased by this huge tidal wave of money. Now that's gone into the stock market. Look, the stock market has gone way up. The S&P went over 1,000 yesterday. The NASDAQ is over 2,000. But at the same time, the hyperinflation indicators look bad, right? The dollar is now 144 against the euro. The dollar has had some really bad days on the euro. As Ted was saying, treasuries had a very bad day yesterday. So it means the prices are falling on these treasuries, meaning the interest rates are going up. You got oil at 71, gold up 8, as he says. Commodities generally beginning to tick up. So this could very well be the early phase of a hyperinflationary bubble.
Why are they fighting? Because Geithner reportedly screaming at them, cussing, saying, you've got to get behind me and the president's policies. And then they're saying, look out for inflation. So is that what the internal fight is over? Or what's your intel on that, Webster?
I think this is just a quarrel among thieves. In other words, there are all kinds of frictions there. There is the question of the regulatory role of the Federal Reserve, believe it or not, where Bernanke does not want to do certain things that Geithner wants him to do. The egos get involved. I don't think this is a huge matter, but the Federal Reserve has actually come under heavy attack for the strong arming of Bank of America on the absorption of Merrill Lynch and a few other issues. So there's a lot of bad blood against the Fed in Congress on these sort of secondary issues. Of course, that can then be parlayed into the nationalization of the Fed, which is what I would recommend. So you've also got to remember that Geithner is an unstable little thug, right? He's a foul-mouthed character, right? He's
from the Wall Street Journal school. The Wall Street Journal and the Streeter reporting that it was all these top regulators, SEC chairman, Ben Bernanke, and that he was screaming and yelling almost like Hitler, just going completely wild, frothing. And it said that this, seemed to shake up a bit, Bernanke, the former boss of Geithner. So this looks like all is not well in Camelot as this air of invincibility, this Mount Olympus godlikeness of these bankers, evaporates. I think they're feeling the heat with the End the Fed movement or the Audit the Fed movement.
Well, I think they've also got they've got very severe international problems. In other words, Geithner had to spend the first part of the week kowtowing to the Chinese, who are his bosses. So he had to lick the boots of the visiting delegation from Beijing and assure them that he was responsible after all. But let's get to Saudi Arabia, because it may be Saudi Arabia that's getting him to do this.
All right, well, let's cover that in the next short segment. In the last 30 minutes, you've now gotten the book, you've scanned over it, the Eugenicist Master Plan. Stay with us.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara.
You know, I've never given Tarpley his true title, Dr. Tarpley, PhD in history. We should have him on in a few weeks for a whole hour, 2 hours, just on Venetian history, how it came out of the Eastern Roman Empire, from the splitting of the empire, the Eastern Empire, because from my primitive understanding of it, so much of the New World Order management system comes out of that Venetian school. And I was asking Dr. Tarpley during the break, he said that was true in a general sense. So we'll have him on about that, because knowing history, if you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. I was told Howard Zinn said that. Okay, Webster, quickly in the short segment, because you're here about eugenics today. Okay, so that's the main reason you've gotten this book. You've researched it, eco-science. But you've got big breaking news in Saudi Arabia.
But
tell us about
it. If you want to know, why would Geithner freak out? Now, here's the story. Yesterday, there were straws in the wind. There were reports from somewhat obscure publications in Pakistan and in Iran. That was actually Press TV, so that was the Iranian government. And then an Arab website which has British connections, and they're saying that Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia, people remember him, that's Bandar Bush, he was the ambassador of Saudi Arabia to the United States for about 10 years, he had since gone back to Saudi Arabia and become the head of the National Security Council, that he is allegedly under house arrest for having a coup d'etat, for somehow attempting to interfere in the succession. Bandar is the son of the crown prince, in other words, the person who should succeed to the throne of Saudi Arabia when the current king is no longer there, would be Bandar's father, so that would put him in an important position. Now, on the surface, and this is what I originally thought, you'd say, well, Bandar Bush, right, that's a CIA MI6 asset, so it looks like there was an attempted coup d'etat by the U.S. and the British in Saudi Arabia, right? You could expect something like that once they were trying to overthrow the government of Iran. But there's a whole other dimension to this, which has been brought to my attention by a very good friend, which is that Bandar may have gone pro-Russian, that Bandar had been signing deals, meeting with Putin, setting up military cooperation between Saudi Arabia and Russia, that he was they had a joint treaty to suppress drug trafficking. And if you look at the website of the Jamestown Foundation, they speculate that there's some move afoot featuring Bandar to essentially reverse the alliances that Saudi Arabia has had since, well, since Roosevelt went through there right after Yalta, right back in 1945, to break out of the Anglo-American sphere and go with the Russians. Now, it would make a lot of sense. The Saudi Arabian royal family are people who want to survive. They know that their situation is bad. They can see what Obama means for them. Obama means color revolutions. The question of when are you going to get the color revolution and the coup and the velvet revolution inside Saudi Arabia is really only a question of time, especially with Iran.
Tarpley. I was unaware of this. So give me a headline so I can pull it up and talk to me like I'm 5 years old here.
I have sent some of that stuff to Aaron's email there. So maybe you take a look at that. He was one of the first persons that I sent it to.
Okay, well, what's the headline on it, and then we'll pull it up that way.
Just do Bandar Saudi coup fails. It's up.
Bandar Saudi coup fails.
Yeah.
What does this mean? I mean, in simple terms, to have the West trying to overthrow the supposed ally of the Kingdom of Saud.
It makes a lot of sense. In other words, if you're looking at the U.S. and the British, the average observer of the caliber of somebody like Bandar would say, well, these people have been my friends, but they're doomed. They're going down. Under Obama, we're going to have hyperinflation. These dollars are going to be worth nothing. And they may say the only way for the Saudi royal family, who are not a very pretty bunch of people, of course.
Yeah, we have the headline, In Kingdom, Saudi Princess Coup Fails.
Right.
Thank you, Webster.
So this would be an attempt by the Saudi royal family to save themselves from the general shipwreck of the U.S. and the British by going with Russia. And I believe you can say this is probably the new Richelieu of our time is Putin. And if Putin is actually doing this, this could be a master stroke, because Putin can say to them, look, I can give you a better deal on the Middle East, and above all, I'm not going to overthrow you the way the U.S. and the British generally try to do.
My gosh, if you're saying there's a major realignment with Saudi Arabia going with Russia,
it's possible.
That completely reshuffles the deck and on a geopolitical scale that changes the entire makeup of the geopolitical web.
It would basically be the beginning of the end of the Anglo-American Empire, and just from the point of view of oil, and then the dollar.
But would the Saudis do that? They were made. They were forged in Mordor, there by the British. I mean,
they go back to the British. So they said, well, the British come through, the Americans come through, and now maybe it's time for them to leave. So I'm not 100% sure, but this is something to really watch because it's huge.
Wow. Okay, eugenics straight ahead with Webster Griffin Tarpley. We carry, by the way, all three of his books, including his economic book, at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread.
You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Webster Tarpley is the Liberty Freedom Movement's Leonardo da Vinci, and we are always glad to have him. Okay, Webster, in the time I got left with you, it's clear we'll have to do a part two coming up soon on this. This eco-science, population, resources, environment, I've now scanned through most of the 1,100 pages. You went to the library. You got a hard copy as well. For the first 2 weeks, I was researching and I was reading an online PDF, but there's even more in the actual book. Forced sterilization of the population, CPS taking all children at birth by the end of it, raising them in dormitories, kind of the eugenics view they implemented in China under treaties, under State Department Memorandum 200, forced drugging of the population in the water, sterilizing the majority of the population, deciding who can breed, total control through an environmental eugenical tyranny. Now, I've read State Department memorandums in the Population Commission from the British, and I've read the 1996 United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment. Everything in this book is in all those documents in pieces. Club of Rome documents, you know, Endgame covers a lot of that. But this is a compendium or a Rosetta Stone of evil. You've had a chance to go over it now since last week. I dispatched a crew there to interview you again to integrate that into the new Obama film. You, of course, are the centerpiece of the Obama deception, one of the main voices. You are also, out of the 18 people we've interviewed, one of the main players or quarterback. We can say I'm quarterbacking, but you're kind of a... Well, what's another important person you give the ball to here?
The wing back.
Yeah, sure, or a running back or something. The point is, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job in the Obama deception. But break this down, because were you as shocked by this blasphemous document as I was? And what's your view? Because to me, they've implemented much of what's in this book written by the White House science czar.
How much time do we have on this, Alex?
We have T-minus 25 minutes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I wasn't shocked. I had met some of these people at the United Nations Food Conference in Rome in November of 1974. So that means 35 years ago this year. And for actually just arguing with these people and putting out a few leaflets, I was officially thrown out of the United Nations Food Conference for disrupting it, even though the only thing I wanted to do was to point out that these people were charlatans. So this is the world of Paul Ehrlich, Rene Dumont, Barbara Ward, Rachel Carson. It's sort of this 70s to 80s generation of environmentalist fanatics, absolute kooks, and genocidalists, because that's what they are. And they are, as they call themselves, neo-Malthusian. They go with Parson Malthus, who made this idiotic claim the population grows faster than food. That's not what you see. And even before before Malthus died, he had to take it back that he had been completely wrong. So the book that I've got is it's almost 1,100 pages. It's a compendium of all the lunacy that they had put together. I've got the edition from 1977, which I believe is the third edition. So it's written by Paul Ehrlich, Ann Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren. So
yes,
Paul
that's
Ehrlich,
the one I have. We have it right here on TV for people right now.
Okay, so Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University, his wife Ann, and then John P. Holdren. Let's get to Holdren in a minute, because John P. Holdren is the powerful official White House science and technology advisor, special assistant to the president. He presides over a big office in the new executive office building, a little bit separate from the White House compound. But he's over there. He's the head of the White House science and technology office and indeed chairs the White House Council on Science and Technology. It's a very important position. And the fact that we have to face is that a proponent of genocide now occupies this post. He is an absolute Malthusian fanatic. Of course, he's a pessimist, and I think you can call him a totalitarian liberal. This is usually applied to Keynes, but it's...
I call him a piranha-like control freak. I mean, a psychopath, a psychopathic sadist, obsessive compulsive, anal retentive nut job with delusions of grandeur now acting upon them.
Well, yes, I think he qualifies for all that. Now, let me just give you his worldview when we get to some of the specific stuff. He starts with this Paul Ehrlich. Now, Ehrlich had written The Population Bomb in 1968, saying the world is going to be destroyed because there are too many people. Now, we know the oligarchy has been arguing that the world is overpopulated since about 1000 B.C. that we know of. Remember, they say that the reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people, too many humans pressing down on the breast of Mother Earth. So therefore, you had to have 10 years of war, which killed everybody off. It is the eternal point of view of the oligarchy, and especially of this finance oligarchy that we have today. So it's also worth noting that Ehrlich is a total crackpot and charlatan. He says there's a population bomb. Well, what do you see today, right, 40 years later? The population in Europe is falling. The population in Japan is falling. Population in Russia is falling. Population in the U.S. would be falling if it weren't for immigration. And then you look at the
yeah, he said there'd be 12 billion right now. We'd all be starving to death. Instead, it's 6.8 billion, and the population is now planing.
It's leveling off.
And the West is dying. The West is dying.
The West is precisely dying. Dying of pessimism. Dying from cultural pessimism.
Dying of these people running things. A lack of the human spirit. A lack of creativity. A lack of life force. These people detest everything good and wholesome that the species is.
Yeah,
they are nihilistic criminals. Go ahead.
In this book, this is expressed by Holdren, and when I say Holdren now, I mean Ehrlich and Holdren. Holdren says, we don't like this moonshot mentality that the Americans seem to have. The American moonshot mentality for these lunatics is everything evil. In other words, it's the argument that says, well, if you can go to the moon, you can solve these other problems. And I think this is the essence of the scientific optimism, the technological optimism, the can-do production spirit that has animated the United States, which these finance oligarchs hate so much. So they target the moonshot mentality. They don't like growthsmanship, they call it. They call the idea that you can produce your way out of a crisis, they call cornucopianism, that you believe in an internal cornucopia. But let's get down to it. The main thesis is that population, overpopulation, is the source of everything. Pollution comes from people, right? People pollute. That's the argument by Ehrlich in the population.
And that's why they list carbon dioxide that we put off 2.5 pounds of a day as deadly poison, even though plants breathe it, to make us bad. Club of Rome admit, I'm sure you've seen the document written in 92, that they picked that to make it about us being bad, to make us internalize we're bad, so the state can direct a war against humanity.
Yes, but it's being done, of course, in the name of this financier oligarchy, right? It's that they've taken over the state through these different
things. Look at Henry Paulson. He's one of them in his own writings.
Absolutely. He's an environmentalist activist. That's a very, very good point. That guy is green as they come. So you see the financier and the green go together. Now, Ehrlich, therefore, is completely discredited. So all the problems come from population. Now, sometimes when you do biography, you look at the women. The women in somebody's life are often the key to what they really think. We see this with Obama. But in the case of John P. Holdren, his wife, Cheryl Holdren, is a researcher in her own right. And I have another book by Holdren, edited by Holdren and Ehrlich, which is called The Cassandra Conference. It's from the end of the Reagan era, about 1988. In the Cassandra Conference, which is it's like a symposium, and they put together articles, Cheryl Holdren has an essay where she praises to the skies Rachel Carson. All right, Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, 1962. This is the idea that DDT is going to kill all the animal life and plant life, the birds and the insects of the world, and therefore DDT has to be banned. If you wanted to say the biggest genocidalist action of the past 30 to 40 years, it's probably banning DDT, because this has led to tens of millions and very likely hundreds of millions of deaths in sub-Saharan Africa.
And I've seen the reports, Webster, but I mean, Webster, you're most up on this. I don't have them in front of me. Is it true, because I've seen some of the scientific reports, that that was a hoax and DDT wasn't hurting the animals?
It's certainly a wild exaggeration of what these dangers might be. And then again, you've also got to, what's your value system? And the advocacy of genocide is a Nuremberg crime, even if you say, well, this is being done in the name of the sparrows and the hummingbirds and the spotted owls and the...
Yeah, it's killed hundreds of millions because it's... I mean, they admit it kills 15 million a year from malaria because they've stopped using DDT.
And that's over now 30 to 40 years. I think it's actually... The heyday of this stuff was in the early 70s. So the other thing, of course, is that this character, Holdren, believes that the world is overpopulated. How much overpopulated? Now, it's a textbook, so he's citing different people, but you can see pretty much what he agrees with. He and the co-authors say the optimum population of the world is 1 billion. Well, in 1977, the population of the world was 4 billion. So that meant that there were already 3 billion excess, useless eaters, people that had to be culled somehow, at the time that Holdren was writing.
So he wants a 75% reduction.
At that time. Now, more recently, we've had this co-thinker, somebody who's part of the same clique. He's mentioned in the textbook. He writes in these anthologies that are edited by Holdren and Ehrlich. David Pimentel, I think of Cornell, has said that the optimum population might go as high as 2 billion. Well, that means today we've still got 4 billion useless eaters. Now, you put that together with cap and trade, right? Cap and trade would at least double, maybe triple, quadruple the export price of U.S. grain to the developing
countries. And they brag and rub their hands together in publications saying this is going to wipe people out. I mean, these are, somebody in a Nazi uniform people would run from. But as long as it's a liberal in Birkenstocks going, people are like, oh, kill me, it's so liberal.
And these people are actually operating on a smaller scale because, Hitler is a genocide on a continental base, whereas what these people are contemplating is indeed a worldwide genocide where the numbers, as we can see, are much larger. So 4 billion excessive, and if you go to cap and trade, you've got about 1 billion people who are living on the verge of starvation right now. You could wipe out, a large part of that billion or maybe even all of it. Holdren writes that when it comes to food aid, you've got to use triage. In other words, you've got to separate the countries that will make it without food aid, the countries that are doomed and should get nothing, and then the ones in the middle that you might be able to help are the ones that you focus on, sort of military or disaster triage.
And so that's the rationale. You just write off a third of the people and say, we're going to kill them, as if it's loving. Because it's the same argument of don't have two kids, have one and give them twice the attention.
Well, yes, although what he wants to do is...
Well, he uses that in here about only having one kid, but go ahead.
Yes, he absolutely wants to limit family size with totalitarian rules. He says Bangladesh. Now, Bangladesh is at least 200 million, or it's a large population, 100 million perhaps. Bangladesh, he says, is a country that should be triaged. In other words, Bangladesh, go and die. We've got to call this to the attention of the Bangladesh ambassador. He also says India, which is at that point 700 or 800 million and now a billion and more, that India may be a candidate for triage under this planetary system. So who enforces this? He says it's time to create a planetary regime, a planetary regime. So a supranational world government run by ecological fanatics and Malthusian genocidalists. The planetary regime would take under its control the world ecosphere, and in particular what he calls the global commons. The global commons would mean the atmosphere, the oceans, and the soil. So the planetary regime would override national sovereignty and impose the rules on the global commons, and it would set an optimum world population. So the optimum world population, as we've heard, is somewhere between 1 billion and 2 billion, and that won't increase, right? That's unlikely to get very much higher. So the thrust of this entire thing is that world population growth must be stopped, and in the middle of that, we see the old imperialist program. Don't allow the industrial development and the technological advancement of the third world, of the less developed countries, the developing countries, again, sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, the poorer parts of Latin America.
And Webster, this is in the 1949 Royal Commission by the British, where they don't even say it's for the Earth. They say, we're going to freeze development in the third world. That'll make their population explode, but we'll just then exterminate those as they grow up. If we really wanted to cut population growth, we would develop them, but we're not going to do that. So even though they want to kill the brown people, they still hate them so much, they let that people bomb kind of keep them down at the level they're at instead of developing them, and then they'd start dying like the West. So it's almost a schizophrenic model with these people, and you've got Holdren and Ehrlich, George Bush Sr.'s buddy, packaging this eugenics as loving and liberal. These really are some sickening people.
Again, it's genocide. These are high crimes against humanity, Nuremberg crimes. One of the things that Holdren and Ehrlich are based on is the limits to growth. Another crackpot study, totally discredited by Meadows and Forrester, 1972, I believe, which says at the rate of depletion of natural resources, world society will collapse in the early part of the current century, more or less where we are now. Now, it turns out that there are greater reserves of just about all forms of resource that they mention in
the book. Sure, sure. So, Webster, let me stop you. Yeah, they finance the fake peak oil system. Believe me, my family's in petroleum, as petroleum geologists and others. It's all made up, all lies. But the issue is they're actually manifesting their fraud with Discovery Channel, History Channel, Houston TV shows, saying the oceans are going to melt, we're all dead. They say polar bears can't swim lying. They show the ice caps getting smaller in the summer, as they always do, and say that that's new. And they say that they're going to institute war, famine, and destruction, as State Department Memorandum 200 states they would, and then tell us it's the global warming doing it. And they say, whenever there's a hurricane, say it was this. Whenever there's a war, say it was this. So they're now, even though they know it's a fraud, they're lying. And if somebody slips on a banana peel leaving their house, they're saying global warming did it. So they're trying to push this delusional hallucination on the public cold-bloodedly. You know, you say they're wrong. Webster, they're not wrong. They're murdering Nazi scammers that sell the pseudoscience. But, I mean, your argument is you think their science is wrong.
I think these are genocidalists who should be in the dock at Nuremberg.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying I think we differ. You're saying they're wrong, that their science is wrong, and that they're also genocidalists. I'm saying it's worse than that. They're cold-blooded. They know it's all crap, Webster. They know carbon dioxide isn't bad.
Yeah, certainly. But I don't think there's any disagreement at all on this stuff.
Good, good. Well, I mean, I respect your opinion.
In other words, Holdren should not be going to his job at the White House. He should be going to Nuremberg for his trial.
Yes, because they've implemented a lot of this. Final segment, Webster Tarpley. We'll have to have him back up for part two. Get all three of his books right now discounted. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We have them in stock right now. Get his books. And, yes, the new Obama Socialism shirt.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment. Tarpley just told me he hasn't even gotten into this book and how horrible it is. I noticed he hadn't gotten into some of the more disgusting areas. You think world government exterminating you is bad? Well, it gets even worse. Children raised in hive communal areas, just as mainstream British news is announcing, cameras in 20,000 families' homes, CPS taking their children. This he'll be on next Tuesday, 1 o'clock Central, 2 p.m. Tarpley time in the East. He's going to be on with us. Dr. Tarpley will be to do another hour on this, just on this next Tuesday. All right, Webster, you got 4 minutes, 10 seconds. Give us a preview of what's coming up in next week's Descent into Madness when we cover eco-science.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Holdren has socioeconomic measures. Today this would be called behavioral economics to coerce you into having smaller families or better yet, no family at all. But let's get right to the involuntary, the compulsory birth control measures proposed by Holdren, who is now sitting in the Obama White House as the top science and technology advisor. The most radical is compulsory abortion. He says it's time to have a population law which imposes an upper limit on the population. Well, what if your wife is pregnant? Well, in that case, compulsory abortion. Now, you've got to think about what that means. That requires a police state on the level of Maoist China.
Well, he says that. He says a global police state, just like Pianca at UT. These bastards are sick.
All right, so compulsory abortion. And then we have compulsory sterilization. He praises programs that existed in India up until 1977 or so, which made vasectomy, in other words, male sterilization, was imposed. If you were a government worker and you had more than two children, you had a vasectomy or you were fired. So compulsory vasectomy, compulsory sterilization. The other one is sterilization through adding substances, chemicals, to drinking water and to food. So Paul Holdren says this is a very democratic and egalitarian way of doing it because everybody will be infected. I don't know if you buy mineral water, maybe not. He also talks about implanting long-term sterilization devices, sterilization capsules, implants in women. Now, this has actually been done in the past 20 years.
And they keep finding the IEDs and the implants work longer than they're supposed to or completely sterilize you.
And they can't be removed, and it's going to cost the poor. This is often done to inner-city populations, black, Hispanic,
yeah,
poor, white.
This is already being implemented.
So that was put into effect about 10 years after Holdren wrote this book. Now, he also wants to have baby licenses. This is amazing. A baby license is that every woman could be given a marketable, tradable baby license, saying you have the right to have 2.2 children, and whatever part of this you don't use, you can sell. The problem with that is, what happens if Goldman Sachs comes in and decides to make a speculative bubble in the world of baby licenses? The
cost they do it. You know what happens.
Yeah, that's what they do it with cap and trade, and they're going to do it with the baby license. He's also got things he wants to impose very, very high fees for marriage licenses. Meaning, that's a regressive tax, by the way. That's the worst you can get. That's like the poll tax under Thatcher.
And remember, the U.S. funded China to do this. Webster, we're out of time. Next Tuesday.
The last one, seize babies. If it's a teenage unwed mother, seize the baby, forced adoption. It's totalitarianism. I mean, this is beyond the Nazis.
Well, the way I read this is all parents are monitored and they take your kids, which is what England is now implementing, mainstream news, where the CPS comes and puts cameras in your house night and day watching you and takes your kids. Webster, incredible job. Let me say bye to you here at the end of the show. We'll put you on hold. It's three books, two on Obama, one on the economy, available at InfoWars.com. And we just put in the order today. Get your order in now for the new Obama T-shirt. We're going to make one with Bush, too, with Obama on the front, Bush on the back. Check it out, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.